Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Season 2. Sugarman Shinobin is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 42.
Let's podcasting!
Gorilla.
What if I wanted Cheetah?
You're screwed.
Rabbit.
Nope, you're screwed still. Just Gorilla.
Hopefully we don't have any more animals after this, because the device can't say them.
The device? Sounds very cryptic.
It's an engine device. Changer? Whatever. Fine, whatever, I don't care.
Brian, you need to learn to speak properly and use correct terms.
Sorry.
Which means you have to turn over your morph embrace to me. Sorry.
No.
Give it to me. Give it to me, Brian.
I don't even have mine yet. Like,
I don't care.
It's still in Japan.
I want it now.
Anyway. My large water habitat is filled with income. That's nice.
God. What?
Dragon Veil.
That sounded dirty.
My water habitat's filled with income. You know what I mean? Yeah, it is.
Alright, one-ups. Here's the part where I go to my blog because I can't remember if I bought anything or not.
It's totally going in my blog.
You bought bot shots and...
I bought these. This is
you
new.
Also bought some Ben 10, I think.
Oh, and... I got my, my Transformers Collectors Club Overrun, Runabout, whatever the fuck you want to call them. I got him in the mail. Metal Symphony still didn't get here yet. I don't know where that is.
Did you order Metal Symphony?
No, his Overrun.
Oh.
Because he wasn't part of the club yet. And he wasn't expecting him to go up so early. He was like, "Oh," he was like, "Can you order me one?" I'm like, "Yeah," but his isn't here yet. I don't know where it is. Oh well, I got mine. Anyway, then on Sunday we went shopping everywhere ever. I got the Jack and Daxter collection on PS3. All I did was go into GameStop and get it.
Oh man, cool story, bro. I missed episode. I couldn't see it.
You had all these problems trying to find it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't want to go to GameStop because I had the gift card at Best Buy. Best Buy. I had it at Best Buy.
You had it at Best Buy. That's a cool place, bro. And then I found basically everything ever at Walmart. Both Botshot 3-packs, the Ultimate Aggregor and Art Iguana Ben 10 figures, and then, like... I was looking at the Cyberverse figures. I was like, I decided not to buy you. And then Kat was like, "What? You're not buying something?" And like, she looked upset.
And she smacked you.
And I was like, I was gonna get bot shots, and so I decided not to get these. She was like, "That's weird." And then so I ended up buying all of them. I was peer pressured, and.
It's like being around us, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Buy him. You know you want to, Brian. Buy him.
But, glad I did, though. They are really cool. Starscream kind of sucks. And then RC and Ratchet aren't that great because they're the smaller ones. But Bulkhead's really good for those of you that couldn't get the first edition one. I mean, it's no stand-in for it or anything, but it is a neat
so
little
tiny.
Figure. Megatron's pretty good. Optimus is... kind of middle ground. I don't like Starscream, though. Which is weird, because I really do like Starscream's character, but the toy's just not that
Starscream was killed
good.
In the war. I mean, metaphorically. just get back to work, goddammit! You have so many questions, Orion.
Just get to work!
Exactly. But why? Shut up! Child! Have you noticed how evil Megatron's face is, Optimus? Jesus! You've seen that thing, he's like... Sorry.
I like the fact that, like, Megatron doesn't expect him to ask questions. He's a fucking archivist. He's gonna ask questions all the time. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's for Ramble Time, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
Transformers Prime, bro. Watch it.
I gotta get around to that eventually. When it's no longer important and relevant. That's how I do things.
But, yeah, that's all I've got. My AmiAmi order's shipping shortly. I've got a 3DS Circle Pad Pro in the mail somewhere. I've got a Game Boy Micro in the mail somewhere.
Cool story, Pro. Get it?
Dude,
how much did the Game Boy Micro cost you?
50. Not that bad.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's it as far as what's going on. Oh, I finished Dragon Ball. It was a sad day because now I have no more Dragon Ball to watch.
Now it's time to watch AMC's The Walking Dead.
Oh, I actually watched an episode and a half of that.
Did you? Isn't it good?
We were only going to watch the first episode, but, like, there's no cut on the DVDs.
Uh-huh.
So we just kept watching, and I was, like, looking at the clock, and I'm like, I think it was supposed to be done by now. And we realized there's no cut in the DVDs, so we technically watched an episode and a half. But, yeah, really good.
Where'd you leave off?
He just got to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Like, just got to the city?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's done with the little kid and the black dude?
He's done with the black people.
He was like, I'll blow your head off, sucker! Speak! My kid is ready to kill him, and he's like, I'm naked.
I like how getting hit in the head with a shovel doesn't leave any sort of damage at all.
Not on Rick. This whole thing's actually his dream. That's going to be the unveiling at the end.
Just wakes up in the black people.
I was thinking more like he wakes up in the hospital and everything's fine, and this was all a dream. That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Same time.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it was. I really got into that on Halloween. It's really good to watch at Halloween with that little atmosphere, especially the first episode.
Yeah. Like, can you just imagine waking up from that?
Oh my God, that would have sucked.
Dead people everywhere.
The creepy moment when that creepy moment when those fingers came through the door.
Oh.
Oh, that was creepy shit. Anyway, that's also for ramble time. Eventually, when Brian catches up.
RRR, Walking Dead.
Yeah. Anyway, is it my turn now?
Or? Yep.
Okay. As usual, there hasn't been a whole lot going on. As for local purchases, I also found the new Ben 10 figures. It was a total surprise. I'm used to seeing the same Ben 10 section everywhere. And I just look over. I'm like, oh, hey, look, it's Arctic Lana going, ah! And then there's Aggregor looking, I'm sad. Humongous fool.
He has these really big eyes and this, like, blank expression on his face. He just looks lost.
Yeah, he's like, I was supposed to come out back when my character was on TV. And they're doing Vilgax again, and he still doesn't have a proper figure. Hashtag, what the fuck?
I just posed him in this, like, walking towards you going, help me pose.
Like a zombie?
Brains.
Walker.
Aliens.
Let's see. I bought one Optimus Botchot because I wanted to see what the fuss was about, and I felt like buying things, and that's pretty fun. I just run it into a cup, and it's like, ping! And I played the PS Vita while I was at Target. I beat the Uncharted demo. It was pretty awesome. Pretty accomplished now. Let's see. I still haven't paid AmiAmi. I'm giving them one more day to maybe activate a Go Buster Ace, and then I'll just pay them to send my vinyls and that guy that doesn't matter in life. And I got a Morphin Brace from CS Toys. I got fed up playing the lottery, and I just decided to buy it, and it was a rush. So it's morphing.
It was a rush.
Got it. Just still playing Pokemon Pearl. My team's finally coming together.
Ew. Okay. You are dirty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about my Ruby game. I'm in a pickle.
Brian's in an endless loop.
Did you get Corfish?
What?
You still didn't get Corfish yet or didn't decide on it?
I don't know what I'm doing because part of my challenge was my Pokedex can only read 6.
Oh, God.
But in order to get Corfish, I need the good rod. To get the good rod, I need Surf. None of my other 5 Pokemon can learn Surf. FML.
That fuck my life moment when my challenge is too challenging. Should have just done the one where you fight with cast form, okay?
So I actually did pay AmiAmi. My stuff's on its way. My Oki box arrived with the Tiger and Bunny book and Wild Tiger figure art, who is cool because he's Wild Tiger. And Capsule Key Set 6 and 7 minus Mare and some switches, and they were all pretty cool. The Wolzard Fire key is awesome because he's Wolzard Fire, and even which means that naked. What?
So even though he's naked.
Even though he's naked, now I actually have a Leon Bow to interrupt us during the podcast physically now instead of just through his voice. So that's always good.
Oh. Zombie Egregore fell down.
And then, what else? Okay, so I decided that I would. I decided that, hey, you know what? Let's play the lottery, guys. It'll be fun, right?
So it's never fun.
No.
I'm like, it worked for the Mac phone and the Meteor toys. Let's try it for this.
After they came out.
Shut up. You and your logic, Brian.
So just saying.
So I went on there. I logged into my account. It said Morph Embrace, low stock. I hit ship this shit, right? So I was like, all right. I feel somewhat okay. And then I waited. And then I waited. And I never got that email saying, we received your request to, like, ship your shit. And I'm like, uh-oh. This could be bad. But I know my luck. And the second that I, like, hey, Mr. S, give me one of those. And I buy it. Then I'll get an email from HLJ saying, thank you for your payment. And I'll be like, FML. But so I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait it out. And then, like, yesterday, which was Monday, I got this nice email from HLJ saying, we're unable to fill your order at this time. And then I choked myself to death. But I recovered in order to do the podcast. And something about Elder Kai giving me his life and Fortune Teller Baba helped out and she gave me 24 hours or something. She's like, you can go back, but they used all your time for Super Saiyan 3. And I'm like, no. Damn, Super Saiyan 3.
No, and I yelled too much.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been yelling like that. And but so I don't have the Morph Embrace, and I want to kill.
Fuck Rogaine, I can yell.
Yeah, I want to kill lots and lots of people. You know, possibly
not affiliated.
Possibly Brian, maybe Dawson. Very likely KO.
You're just jealous because I got mine for cheap.
And I got mine on the streets. I fought for it. Not really, it was pretty easy, but it felt exhilarating.
I hate all of you, but so yeah, I hate life. I'll probably just die before the podcast is even over.
Okay.
Cool story, bro.
But my Pokemon things are going good. I have Epic Narwhal and a giant snake and 6 badges, and I just got through Twist Mountain. And I got face in like one try in like 2 minutes.
He's in the like, middle of summer. Why is there a face here?
Sorry. And it took Dawson like 6 years to get it. And then I laughed at yeah. No, I got it in like a second and a half. So
I have to bring that up, though. I mentioned that before. Is I like how the RR Hive Mind extends to games. The three of us are all playing Pokemon, and Chris also started Pokemon again, if I'm correct. I don't think... Well, Deluxe Robot's not part of RR, but I saw him saying he was going to start Pokemon, too. I was like, Poke Fever time.
Fuck yeah.
Cut out for me.
No, I heard it all, so you're good.
Oh, okay. I'll hear this in about 4 weeks, and I'm going to listen to this back.
Yep. It rocks my soul.
It's cool. You have no soul.
Because I have a morphin face?
You damn straight. You have no soul. You have more Islam. I'm going to kill you.
He just called you an Islam. That's what I heard. You want to make Islam?
Listen, racist Islam. Boy. Racist boy, I'm going to need you to calm down. Are we going on the nudes because the onesies are over?
Yeah.
Yeah, onesies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to happen, Gretchen, damn it.
Onesies.
Okay. That's
oh.
Not
going to happen. All right. So,
I don't have any onesies.
Oh, God. You're like, you. Sorry. You have onesies later. I'm kidding. You don't have any onesies.
I know. That's what it sounds like so much. I keep picturing him with a stupid little puppet.
Oh, God. Spider Fangire. You little douche. Anyway.
spider fungi.
Really, I just wanted to notify everyone and link to the winner of the R Writers Award. So, congrats to Bindia for winning. It's a Doctor Who related article.
That's cool.
I like forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, we actually got quite a bit of entries.
So. Disappointed the Todd one didn't win. Todd for life! Woo, woo, woo. It's the part where Jeff's like, fuck my life.
Just turns off the podcast. But yeah, congrats to you, and everyone go ahead and read that if you're interested. Read it if you're not interested. And congrats to you.
Congrats. Yay! I'm wearing a party hat right now. You just can't see it. Okay, I wear the party hat every day, but anyway.
Anyway. All right.
The party hat. Random reference to you.
Random reference to the past. Oh, I totally have to bypass this guy. Anyway.
That's the sky?
Suck it, nose pass.
No, I decided to jump this way and fight the hikers. Now I can't fight the camper.
Oh.
Oh, God, my brain hurts.
Your Brian hurts?
First world problems.
Third world problems, technically. Pokemon, that's third world problems. There's fourth world, fifth world.
I found one great ball. So, there was this article thingy not a while ago, it was earlier in the week, about some guy asking questions to the producer of Superhero Tyson about whether the writers in the movie were the AU writers or, like, the actual writers. And I honestly have no idea what he's talking about, but I'll just read the tweets. And if anyone can make sense of these, then go for it, because I don't. So it says, in the first question asked by Lazy Jam DCD, hi, get it, sort of, he was asked, are the writers in the movie the parallel world writers? And so he says, by parallel, do you mean that each one has their own independent world like in Decade? If that's what you mean, the series that would seem to occur in the same world like Forza or Gokaiger would contradict one another, so we established a compromise. What? The fan further asked, so the writers in Decade weren't AU after all. So then, what about the writers this time? Like, which Yusuke will be Kuga? And then he says, it interferes with Forze, which followed right in Decade's footsteps, with the past writers existing as urban legends. The currently airing show gets precedence, so we have to work at it. And then he answered something else that says, we created Decade so it could coexist with the other shows without interfering with them, but we want to avoid the impression that even the currently airing Forze is part of Decade. Therefore, I would be grateful if you would interpret that to mean parallel or what have you. I don't even think he knows the proper answer to this question. That is the feeling I get by reading this, is that he just doesn't even know what's going on.
Here's my thought.
So, long story short, I have no idea.
Yeah, basically. Basically, it doesn't matter anymore because the continuity is so smashed that it doesn't even matter. It's just a bunch of pieces, like a dead fangir. It's like that little that coffin filled with the glass pieces. That's what the continuity of Kamen Rider turned into.
It really is. Pretty it makes much. No sense.
So now, like, the AU riders are not. I don't care anymore. Let's just move along.
Yeah.
So more shit related shit. Get it shit and shit yes, we have some scans for shit.
Literal shit.
Right. So the above scan features a much awaited showdown between Tsukasa and Marvelous, and
more like much awaited showdown between Todd Manning and Sonny Corinthos. That's the showdown I'm looking forward to.
Is that like legit gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
More exciting than Superhero Tyson.
I turned the TV on this afternoon and Sonny was on the TV. I was like, ah. Anyway.
Slowly converting him. He's a secret watcher now.
So the scans don't really feature any new information. There's a battle between Rider 1 and Aquaranger, and then the two Berths are fighting Biohunter Silva, who is now Rider Hunter Silva.
Because he was hunting the Bioman, so he doesn't need to be Biohunter anymore. Now he's a Rider.
And they
hunter.
Still don't know how to say Silva properly.
Yeah, and I thought Proto Birth was destroyed, but
yeah,
clearly he just...
They fixed it.
It doesn't really matter. Exactly.
Also featured in the scan is Gokai Red versus G3, Gatak, and Zolda. Gokai Red versus Forze, the Go Busters, meaning the Gokaigers, minus Gokai Red. The duel between Decade and Red Buster, and lastly, Decade versus Gokai Red. This other scan is another one that shows a close-up of the two bursts getting pwned by Silva. And then right next to it, we have a picture of the Super 3 drill switch thing.
Tiny dildo.
Yeah, that is. Anyway, kind of looks like it's on a spring. The Tajador rider key.
Tajadol?
Yeah, Tajadol.
Yeah.
Right. Condol. The Common Ride Ichigo card, and then some random Gosei card. So, I don't know if the other two are going to play any sort of importance to anything, but...
I don't know if the key's going to be important. I don't know if anything's going to be important.
I'm sure the rider keys are going to appear. Because I don't think they would bother making this
There's
set.
No excuse not to make an X1 mask key. Except the fact that he didn't matter.
Lastly, it's been confirmed in the official 36th Legend Super Sentai book. Okay, whatever. That Yudai Chiba. That's a funny
Whoa, don't tell me.
Yudai Chiba. Die. Will reprise his role as Alata, but apparently voice only, similar to Bioman's Red One.
I was going to say similar to RPM Red Ranger.
Similar to that, too. But yeah, the... there is nothing to say about this.
Nope,
like,
don't care. Movie sucks. It's gone.
I mean, I'm going to watch it, and it might be possibly fun, but I'm not expecting any sort of coherent anything.
I can see
it
the most, it being like, let's go Kamen Riders, where it was just an entertaining watch, but there's really nothing good about it. Like, it's not
Dawson,
like, oh, that was a great movie.
Dawson, you need to enjoy it for what it is and just accept it and not complain so much.
No. Nope. Did I say no to you, Brawly? No.
I like that no. It was just like a no.
No. No, Brawly. Kakarot, sit down. We talked about this. Kakarot provoked me. No. In the corner.
Good times. So, now on to some foursies.
Yeah, so we have a new set of scans for foursies. It's that time of the month. Yes, not the debt collector coming to get our toy payments.
Not
my period. Nope, not my period. But magazine scans, and they're scans because I don't have the book in front of me. Dawson.
Ow. Well, while you talk about foursies, I'm going to go pee. So.
All right, have fun with the peeing. All right. This batch of scans is for the next month of Forze, and we have some Meteor Storm, the Nage Jiroika Fudroid, new switches, and finally a preview of Cosmic State. So our first scan shows the Kamen Rider Club's getting ready for their prom. And they appear to be frightened of something. They probably got an advanced screening of Superhero Taisen here. Conveniently enough, the glare from the camera has obscured Yuki's face. Hooray! And there's a tiny picture of Meteor Storm's head. So, yeah. Enjoy that. The next picture is the full version of the whole thing, and we see Meteor Storm letting it rip while he fights Cancer. He's setting that bitch on fire, yo. And after all that work, Cancer did to join the Cool Guy Horoscopes Club. Meteor's gonna go and burn as if he knew Letterman Cloak. What a jerk. He's an ass. The bottom of the page lets us see Ryusei's brooding face. Well, either that or he's trying to seduce me, kind of like Dark Blaze's avatar, and I think it's working, but not as good as Dark Blaze, because... Dark Blaze is much more seductive. The next picture doesn't do much new stuff. It shows Giant Foot being used on Dragon and Freeze being used on Kaiknos. Or wait, no, that's not how you spell it. It's Cygnus. I'm sorry. at the top right, you should probably look away if you're underage, because the Coma Zodiart is giving Forze a special mouth hug, and that's just dirty. The next picture, we see Meteor Storm letting it rip again on an up-close shot of the Coma Zodiart. So he fights Coma's and Cancer. It looks like he's saying, look at my big stick and marvel at its size. Yeah, he have a big shaft. It's so nice. We also see the full suit of Storm, and he's kicking ass, taking names, and he can spell them correctly. You know, unlike Kyknos, assholes. There's also some guy's finger in this picture. I don't think it's in the show, but I'm really not 100% on that. I'm still waiting on confirmation from Brian. The next picture has our standard look at me from all angles picture, and we can see a close-up of his giant shaft, which basically looks like the Kuga Dragon Rod repainted. It's probably a reference. I don't know. The Meteor Storm switch on the right of the page, and they just took the original switch, made it a light blue, put the Meteor symbol in gold, and then put the giant spiral thing on top, so when I put it on the shelf, it just falls over dead. We see more of Meteor Storm giving Cancer the business. He really hates that bastard. Hopefully, finally, we can say he dead, fuck you. And then the next scan, the real highlight of this is the chibi Meteor Storm on the top. Otherwise, there's not much there. But we do get to see what it is like when you put Meteor Storm next to Magnet States, because it would be a problem if I had to imagine them next to each other. And so this saves them from making a team up movie, so we can see what it's like if they put them together. You know, at the same time, because that's how they do things. I don't know. What do they look like next to each other? Make a movie. Make a team-up movie. They can stand next to each other in the promos, and people won't have to think about it. I know, right? We have the next up is more close-ups of Meteor Storm. I don't know why he's looking at the sky. We see his shaft and his switch. You know, we get it. You got gold power. Please leave. The top right corner shows Switch 37 Gyro. And either that or it's Gyro, and he gets a sandwich. I'm not sure. And Forza using it to get around. I think he says go Forza copter, and then it appears and he flies around. Sounds like Don Adams, and then falls to the ground. The next picture has a lot of stuff. We see in the middle Forza fighting Cancer and Alter, as well as some other returning Zodiars. And at the bottom is Gintara. I was told originally it's his grandpa, Goro, like, you know, the guy in Ryuki, except older and not as cool. I now I'm hearing it's his dad. I don't know. It's one or the other. It looks too old to be his dad. And then Goro and his badass other jacket are going to have a I wrote Joeing.
They're Joeing?
Joining Gintaro and the KRC for some kind of sit-down dinner, which might become an intervention to get Yuki to stop wearing that damn space shuttle hat. And we also see some more prom pictures and a full-body shot of Coma. The next picture, we see Kengo making his pouty face because he didn't want Ryusei to get all the seduction going on. Then we see a close-up of the Gyro switch again, giving Forze a Greek sandwich. And he's probably going to use it to go fly around the city and blow up girl skirts, Kiba Ranger style. And the left end of the picture shows us the sixth food droid, Nage Jiroika, little lunchbox that has Forze little chicken McNugget babies go around collecting things and doing hijinks. And it activates using the Gyro switch, and the bottom shows all 37 switches that we know of so far that we've seen, and we feel pathetic now. Finally, the last Meteor picture just shows the transformation where, you know, he puts it in the belt and he spins the storm thing on the switch, and then he goes gold power. So gold power. And at the bottom, wow. we see him trying to make Gintaro making friends with Meteor Storm. And be like, hey, I approve of you. We're buddies. And I don't think he knows they're the same person. I think he's that stupid.
Meteor and Meteor Blog are the same person.
Whoa. And then finally we see a shadow of Cosmic States and also the Cosmic Switch saying that, hey, they're going to be here next week. I mean, next month. My bad. They'll be coming in the next month, so that'll be fun, right?
Takes them a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool. I don't know what's up with this Nage Jiroika thing. And that Coma, I don't know why it's like Coma-ing, but whatever. Like, what it's supposed to be exactly.
It's something about hair.
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking. I'm surprised they've got, with all of the different constellations there are, that they're taking the episode or two to bring back old, already beaten up Zodiarts.
It's because they're graduating.
They're graduating, and then they're graduating from the Glee Club, and now they're going to go on to college to have no lives, and then be whores, and probably flash their crotches in a, getting out of a car. Oh, wait, that's Paris Hilton. So yeah, there's a Meteor Storm looks cool, I guess. I want to see him using his shaft on people. But that is totally Kuga's rod. This is the part where you give your opinion.
I like the intervention because it reminds me of interventions on How I Met Your Mother. No? I thought it was worth at least a giggle.
Wait, I'm sorry, what I was listening.
I've seen that episode, so I kind of know what you're talking about.
Which one? There's lots of interventions. Is it the one where... Well, is the one with a spray tan and her British accent?
Was there one about an intervention for interventions?
Maybe. There was... Yeah, I don't know. I could have been.
I think it was that one.
Did it start with the one with the intervention for that guy's drinking and then Barney walks in and he's like, let's get our drink on?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. That was the main one where the concept was introduced. Anyway.
Cool.
Cool. All right, episode this week. Wait, that's not an appropriate response. I need to gather thoughts.
Especially because we know you hate Forza, so...
Yeah, that's a problem.
I think Meteor Storm looks cool. I like the way he looks. I think the blue is a little bit too bright. I would have liked it if it was a little bit darker blue.
Oh yeah, I guess.
But I like the way he looks. I like his rod.
Ooh,
it's got a Beyblade launcher on it. Nagate or Juroika or
yeah.
I'm not sure why he's got like a snake of McNugget buddies, but
didn't Chris say he wanted to motorize his to make a McNugget fan? A McFan?
No, that was the soft on you.
Oh.
I don't know. But anyway.
A McNugget fan would be funnier.
Yeah, it would be. Anything else?
I like the silhouette of Cosmic States because it looks like the Barazinsaurus'
like
penis.
Be cool. That's lovely.
This is my big penis. I got diabetes.
I'm Wolfred Brimley and I've got diabetes. I check my blood sugar and I check it often.
Look at my mustache. I'm serious.
Look at me ride a horse.
I'm on a butterfly.
It's a diabetic horse.
This horse has diabetes. That's why I stick it with this here needle.
And the horse goes, he falls off and dies.
Dies live on camera.
Epic. My dragons have finished breeding.
Ooh.
You know, exciting, isn't it?
It's turning me on. So next up we have some clear pictures of GoBuster O. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. Oh man, I didn't know what he looked like even before.
Shut up. This is the toy, GoBuster O. Basically, this is off the side of the box of GoBuster Ace. We see clear shots of GT-02 Gorilla, RH-03 Rabbit, and of course GoBuster O. Gorilla becomes the boots and the chest piece, and then the Rabbit forms the helmet and some gloves. I like it. GoBuster Ace is now out. The Gorilla and Rabbit are coming out at the end of the month.
It's a lie. Sorry.
Yeah, the Gorilla and Rabbit are coming out at the end of the month. By the end of the month, I mean the end of March. Which will be the end of this month by the time this goes up.
Yep.
So, I'm not wrong. Go fuck yourself, Dawson.
I kind of wish they'd give us a little bit higher angle so I can see the helmet. But the only thing I don't like about it is the fact that either GoBuster Ace's legs are just too thick, or this part of the gorilla just isn't thick enough. But it looks like bits of that car is gonna like just hover outwards.
Yeah, I see that.
And it looks really weird. So I kind of wish it didn't do that. But that's the only really thing I see wrong with it. The design looks cool. I think they're all implemented pretty well, so.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And then also I'm anxious to see how they're going to combine with the Shinkano. I mean, with the Beaten Stag machines.
Yeah.
Combine with the Shinkano. And then...
Right.
So, what do you think, Dushim?
It's cool.
Sorry, I'm trying to type something. I'm busy. But I've seen it before. It's cool. I like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Moving along, we got some scans now. So, we see our first... This is for GoBusters now. Our first scan shows GoBuster Ace fighting this giant Megazord thing, and there's Megazords and fighting, and that's cool, whatever. And he's facing a Megazord that can fly and a Megazord with a slicer for an arm. The next scans, we see the three Buster Machines in their vehicle mode and animal modes. So we see, you know, all that stuff. Let's see, the Gorosaki Banana combining with the GT-02 Gorilla and being a truck and a gorilla with immense strength. RH-03 Rabbit combining with USADA Lettuce with a helicopter, and the animal mode Rabbit can jump very high.
Am I the only one seriously ticked that they keep romanizing in his Retasu? It's Lettuce. Let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see the CB-01 Cheetah combining with Nick Cheetah. And it's a supercar. And as a Cheetah, it's even faster. And the Megazord mode of GoBuster Ace. Yellow Buster can jump high. Blue Buster has strength and creates shock waves.
Shockwave!
So we see all that. And
it's
it
not
looks...
an alien. You can't just yell it out.
Sorry, just kidding.
Thank you for cleaning me off. I was a little dirty there. That's what it sounded like. You Let me get that for you. You just dusted me off.
Then the next scan, we see the GoBusters in action as they fight a new Metroid created by Enter through his Metavirus cards. We see their different weaknesses. Red Buster freezing when he sees a chicken. Blue Buster can't standing for very long. And Yellow Buster, they need to constantly eat sweets.
Sweets!
Yeah. Well, of course, you also see a picture of the support and all these other things and more Metroids and gayness. And then we see the lyrics for the opening theme, Bustas, ready, go! And then we see...
4, 2, 3, 1.
Yes, right. We see them interacting with their buddy-roids, just chilling, doing stuff. And then at the bottom, you can see a silhouette of the GoBuster O. So that's not going to be coming out until... appearing in show until, you know, the end of next month, beginning of April, which is why the toys are coming out the end of March, because they don't want to give all that away in the toy whatever or something.
Apparently,
even though it's on the box for GoBuster Ace.
Gorilla appears in episode, 3 or something.
Dude, I thought they were going to be in the next episode.
I don't know. They've just seen the episode title for episode 3, and it's G whatever. Was it GT-02?
Yeah.
It's in the title.
Oh, I don't know. I just saw the preview and I thought they were in it, so I, whatever.
Maybe the vehicles appear, but they don't do the transforming thing yet. I don't know.
Okay, that might happen. It's kind of strange how they're doing it, but...
At least it's different.
Well, the thing is, it's different compared to the way we're getting used to getting things nowadays. Like, the past few years, we get, Gokaio or Gosei Great, Shinkano, all that stuff, in the first episode. Way back when, they didn't get Dairei no or Daijujin until, episode 9.
Yeah.
For the first few episodes of Dairanger and Zeranger, all they had was Ryusei-o and the Tyrannosaurus. And that was it. They didn't get the other ones until later on. And even then, they didn't get the power to combine them right away. Go. You can go now.
Okay. The only thing that bugs me when people are like, oh, this is so weird, this is stupid, the way I see it, GoBuster Ace was kind of the main mecha of the show. And, I mean, we aren't really getting any auxiliary mecha for this show.
That's true, too.
So, the way I see it, price-wise, it's no different than buying Gokaio and then buying Magidragon and Pat Striker.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's cheaper.
I think it is a little cheaper.
Because Gokaio was not as expensive as GoBuster Ace. I mean, the other way around.
Yeah.
Gokaio was more expensive than GoBuster Ace. So, it's actually cheaper.
But, I don't really see a big deal in the way that they're doing it, because we aren't getting a bunch of auxiliary mecha like we usually do, so they need to spread it out properly. And it's I like the way they're doing it.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's a change instead of always the same formula. of show and toy release.
Yeah, and also what's funny is it's always the people who bitch about it. Oh, it should be like older Sentai, and then they do something like this that is actually like older Sentai, and then people will still bitch. It's like, well, then what do you want? Like, how about you go write the show then? Do you think you can do a better job, assholes? Fucking lazy coconut.
We'd say Bam edit, but she never listens to this.
No one likes her anyway.
Who?
No. Some hoe bag.
Yeah.
So that was my three stories, okay. Bro.
Alright, so it's my turn now.
Yep.
It's time for this revolutionary story that brings ideas that have never happened to characters like this that appear at this time. So this is about Beat and Stag Buster. So both will appear in June or July.
Shocker.
This one's really shocking. The mecha for Beat and Stag will be released in July. Together they will form a confinement vehicle mode as well as a combined humanoid mode. And the two mecha combined with GoBustro, but the name and appearance of this form is currently unknown. Take your time. I'm thinking about your thoughts for this.
Cool. Now, can they also combine with the Shinkano?
Yes. It becomes Stag Beat Shinkano.
Okay, cool. But seriously, though, can it combine with just GoBustro Ace, or is it required that they combine completely with...
I think they combine with GoBustro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of, like, if they combine, instead of, is it, like, if I'm assuming they can do, like, all five, but if, like, instead of having the gorilla and the rabbit, can GoBustro Ace combine with them and have their own formation?
That'd be neat.
Yeah. Like, and, like, they do that first, maybe, and then, like, you know, like, when they get introduced, that would be neat. They get introduced and, like, there's something wrong with gorilla and rabbit, so they combine those two instead. And then... like they get fixed or whatever happens to where we can use them all, then they go, hey, let's try combining them all and see what happens, and then they all combine and we get like, argh.
And they can just take pieces out if they want to. They can all combine with, like, you're gonna miss a leg and it'll be fun.
Yeah, just like the Gokaiger stuff, you mean? And then yeah. And then you get all bitchy like a girl because you got sand in your vagina. Yeah.
Yeah, it's itchy. It burns.
It's itchy.
But you'll make a pearl if you leave it there long enough.
Oh god. It's just getting disturbing. Should I move on now? Are we all done? Any other thoughts on this?
Well, okay, I think so we're good.
We are moving out of the realm of Toku to Poku. Ha! That wasn't funny at all. I apologize.
I hate you so much. I'll slap myself. Please
ow.
Do.
Okay. So, we just got the announcement this weekend of the next Pokemon games. We're all expecting it to be Pokemon Gray, starring Pokedick, Kyurem. But no, it's still starring Kyurem, but it's going to be Pokemon Pokemon Black 2 and Pokemon White 2. And they're starring Black Kyurem and White Kyurem, which looked like that Pokesex idea I had, that Kyurem had sex with Reshiram and Zekrom. And
pretty much.
And they're going to be on the Nintendo DS, releasing in June in Japan and autumn here. It says new exciting adventures and stuff like that, so yeah. Discuss your thoughts while I type this up really quick.
I hope it's a direct sequel and not like a the same story with, basically I hope it's a story, like a new story as opposed to like a Gray story.
Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna do it. At first I was like, cause I was sitting there and I was like, you know, like, Zomg, Gray, you know, announcing a new thing, it's going to be Gray, and then, like, Black 2 and White 2. I'm like, what? No? That's not right? But then I got all excited because I thought about it, and I'm like, I can give me two new teams to make, and then instead I can use more Pokemons. But, and then I was just wondering, are they going to... let us use anyone from the beginning. Are they going to Usada Red us? Use anyone from the beginning, or is it still going to be like Unova only? Because if they give us like a whole bunch of them from the beginning, besides Unova, I'm going to have a hard ass time deciding who to use. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on overload.
Cool.
But, cool story, bro.
What are your thoughts on the game? Cool.
Black Hiram and White Hiram, all I can really say is, what the fuck? Like, that was the first thing I said when I seen them, was like, did Kiram just, like, go blah, blah, attach itself to Zekrom? What happened?
Maybe it's some sort of party thing, like, if it's near one of the other Pokemon in the party and it's in the fifth slot and you sacrifice a Relicanth and a Wailord or something. I don't know. Sacrifice one and Sacrifice two, as my friend names them.
Sacrifice
one. Those are their nicknames. Well,
what Reshiram and Zekrom do with Kiram is no different than what Boo and Oob did to become Majoob. It's the same type thing. They just didn't merge
Kiram
completely.
Sticks his big icy face into Zekrom and Reshiram, and they're like, oh, he turns into armor.
Kiram sticks his big icy dick into Reshiram and Zekrom's butt, and then they merge together.
Lovely.
Look at it.
Watch.
But I'm excited. Like Brian said, I hope it's not a gray where it's like a director's cut. I hope it's some sort of sequel-ish game.
Yeah.
I mean, by putting, I mean, I feel like it has to be where they're actually changing up the formula and actually putting a 2 after it.
Yeah. And this is definitely uncharted territory.
Drake's Fortune, Deception.
I hate you.
Which one? Golden Abyss. Golden Abyss! I have to buy it because it has gold power in it. It's all become clear to me now. I wonder if we have new Pokemon.
I don't think so. We might get another new form or two, maybe, but I don't think we're going to get any new Pokemon.
It'd be cool if we did.
I wouldn't mind it.
Finally rewrite it and make that thing a Love Disc Evolution so Brian doesn't have to rage quit. I think I just named my one I caught in the Japanese version Rage just because of that comment.
You did. Rage.
And I'm happy we're getting it soon instead of like, oh, it comes out April next year. But that's after the end of the world. You have to release it before so we can play it before everyone dies.
Yeah, well, no one cares about everyone dying.
When are you expecting to see it here?
September-ish? Maybe.
Yeah, I would think September would be.
September would be nice.
It would be appropriate, and it would be good, and it would make me happy in my pants.
So now with the fact that the Black and White sequels are going to be on the DS, do you think the first Pokemon games for the 3DS are going to be the Ruby Sapphire remakes?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that too is something that just kind of makes sense. Like, it'd be a giant step up than just going from Super Advanced GBA SP, because, I mean, those are kind of like the ultimate Game Boy games, and then making them DS games. Is there really not too much you can do to them, but making them like 3DS would be like Zong.
Yeah,
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love Ruby Sapphire. It's kind of funny, like, just seeing all the arguments about it. Like, they're saying they should have made it on 3DS because it could have helped sales, but then the DS has such an install base.
I understand both sides of the argument. Like, if you released it on the 3DS, then that pumps up 3DS sales because people who don't have the system yet want to play the Pokemon game. But at the same time, like, they just hit so many more homes by just putting on the normal DS because, like, every kid in Japan has a normal DS.
Yeah. And
every kid in America has a normal DS. Like, if you don't have a 3DS, you still have a normal DS. So it just makes more business sense. They want to sell more units than they want to sell more systems. Because, I mean, selling to the system that has the highest install base, you're guaranteed more money. By putting it on the 3DS and saying, hey, it might bump up system sales, that's great, but you're taking a chance. They don't want to take the chance.
And it makes sense since it's Black and White 2, and Black and White was on the DS originally.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, with Black and White, you can't trade back and forth between Diamond and Pearl. You have to, like, transfer everyone over. So I feel like it's, like, a year and a half or whatever is too soon to ask everyone to transfer over to 3DS, because I'm pretty sure they won't do trading back and forth between a 3DS cartridge and a DS cartridge.
Probably.
So if you transfer your entire collection from your, dating back to your Ruby and Sapphire, Fire Red, Leaf Green days, finally you finish it, and they're like, nope, 3DS, and then you have to do it again. Like, that's just too soon to ask of you.
Nope.
I'm surprised no one's mentioned that the real reason is behind this is because the anime's been going so fast. Like, we don't have contests anymore. We're writing so fast. Quick, we need another game. This is basically like GO2 footage. But it's like... that's what they need for anime.
Like, I mean,
they are going really fast. Ash is about to get his 6th badge in Japan. Like,
I remember people like being all surprised that it was coming out so fast. But, I mean, when you think about it, all they have to do is... probably add a couple new places and change some things around. They have the entire system built already.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when the new games release. Like, I'm not expecting a whole bunch of new stuff with the sequels. Like, I'm not expecting it's an entire new region. I mean, there might be some new locations and the gyms might be different or something, but I'm not expecting, like, fucking Unova 2. Like, it's like East Side or something.
East Side. That's what I was expecting. They just shattered my dreams.
Oh well.
There might be like a whole new like island system or something. Maybe like the Sevi Islands or something like that too. Like maybe some more gyms like that. They could do like an Orange Island type deal. You never know.
Probably just put the Orange Islands.
Well, we just go to the Orange Islands.
Oh, that would be neat, but it's got to be something, which is cool. It almost, like, makes sense just because I felt like Black and White, in a sense, was kind of short.
It did feel short just because there wasn't as much to do.
Yeah, like, even just, like, the game blew by so fast, and then by the time you're at the end, there just wasn't as much to do. It just felt really short. Like, I felt like there had to be something more. And there was. It's a very romantic story.
There was. It was a sequel.
Cool story, bro. I'm excited because I'm always excited for more Pokemons.
I think we all are. I mean, we're always excited about new Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Right.
Let's poking. It's a good segue, I guess.
Let's catching.
Yes. Omaing. No, that was too much. I took it too far.
You kind of did.
Yeah. All right, so
time for the first ever revamped superhero time. This is the reboot.
All right,
the amazing superhero time.
Am I still doing the voice?
I don't know.
Go for it.
Reboot. Should we do a new voice?
The
sounds a little different.
The Morphin Brace says superhero time.
Is it?
Takes a while to say it, and it's not instantaneous. But
we'll have a new opening theme next week. This week, we're just going to play an old opening theme over scenes in the beginning of the episode. All
right. So, wait, what am I doing here?
Brian's just going to start singing.
One more challenge to come.
So, wait, am I doing the Mobirus voice, or am I doing the Morphin Brace voice?
Either one.
Do both at the same time.
I'll do the Mobirus this week, and then maybe we'll... we'll work out something for next week. Superhero time! Go Busters! Kamen Rider! Force! Eh?
Then he dies. Cool
for this shit.
Well, doing the whole thing at straight just hurt. My
throat. It's like Goku scream.
All right. So... once again, it is that time again. We're starting a new show. This time it is Tokume Sentai Go Busters. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Go Busters, not Gobusters or...
Gobusters.
Gobstopters. Stopters.
I'm just trying to see how Lady Ranger's going to pronounce it.
Wait, no, you mean Linkara?
Whoever.
Lady Ranger's too busy being nostalgic and wearing a red tie.
Why is he wearing a red tie?
It's the new him. He's got a red tie.
Is that going to make him more professional? Is that...
apparently the old him looked like a really weird version of the Doctor with a bow tie. Anyway.
That's weird. Anyway, now that we got really off track here.
As usual.
So episode 1 of Go Busters. So it starts off and we see like this tower. And it's all of a sudden just in the middle of the city. It's peaceful. Nothing's going on. Giant
right
robots.
After the Gokaigers took off.
Just giant robots. A bunch of them start appearing, just blowing the shit out of everything. They blow up the tower, and there's a giant explosion. The whole city vaporizes. I'm like, well, that kind of sucks for those people, right?
Yep.
But then we see it was a dream. This dude Hiromu was being woken up, and this motorcycle is all like, dude, it's here. And the dude Hiromu is all like staring at a picture of a chicken in the newspaper, and he's frozen. Then we see Yellow and Blue Buster in their like uniforms, standing on top of like scaffolding without any kind of netting or safety equipment or anything. They're just, you know, hanging out, and they're using their gear, a little camera, binoculars, checking out some activity that might be these Vagrus dudes. So they then confirm, yeah, there's Vagrus, they're doing bad things, and we see these guys inside dressed like workers, and they're got some kind of little tank. They're trying to do stuff with this tank. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I guess siphoning off energy, like, yee, I steal your gas. And I don't know where that came from, I'm sorry. And so they're like, let's do it, bitches. And they like transform their weapons and like, Busters, ready, go. And like, oh god, don't do that. And like the little motorcycle transforms into Nick Cheetah and runs in and grabs Hiromu and is like, I got the case, let's go. We're going on Deal or No Deal. And so he grabs Hiromu, they run off, and like the theme song was like interspersed with scenes of fighting and things. I don't quite know what's going on. All I know is he turned back into a motorcycle and they rode off. Meanwhile, Yellow and Blue are all like, it's morphin' time! And they got their intersect glasses and were like, let's morph in! And they started fighting. And the dudes turned into enemy grunts, who they all got beat up. Meanwhile, Hiromu is riding around the city on Nick Cheetah doing things. And he opens the briefcase, and inside of it is a morphin' brace, his red guy uniform, and a transpod. And they're just jerking off around, riding around town, playing with each other. And meanwhile, what happens? So they beat these guys, and then this other dude is the only one left, and like, hey, how about you just drop the disguise? And he's like, ah, I shoot my tentacles out into the Shuquin Shinobi. And then he changes his clothes, and he's like, my name is Spacebar. I mean, enter. And we're going to get you guys. And then he like runs off and starts talking to Vengix and wants to like invade the human world or something. I don't know what's happening. But he then takes like his laptop and like hooks it up to heavy equipment at like a construction site and gets out like a credit card and is like install Mega Ranger and like swipes it through the laptop and it turns the thing and it's all like the exit belt comes out and it's like shot but right eat no oh okay e
yes
yeah. Feet is the on.
Are we doing Ixa noises?
Well, Dawson was clearly here the whole time.
I had to go brush my teeth. I wanted to be minty fresh for this.
So it runs away and it's like, all right, kill things.
Can we keep talking about Ixa?
No. Back at the Vagrus space, like, they got some giant Megazord robot they're gonna, like, digitize and, like, send here. And then back...
Digimodify! Oh, sorry.
Back at the GoBuster base, we see, like, Gorosaki Banana and Usada Lettuce, and they're like, oh, I freak out, rah! And it's like,
freak
the operator...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That was in unison. That was creepy. Oh my god, our hive mind at work.
No one can see this, but I'm curled in a little ball right now.
He's turning into a robot. He's broken.
He's turning into a metaroid.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm curled into a little ball right now. And so
you're just jealous of our duet ability.
Yeah, your duet ability to sing Emma Lahana songs. It's wonderful. They're like, we need a third GoBuster. Like, ah, but he's off jerking off his sister. I'm like, what?
We have to activate Sirius Black. There's no other way around it.
I know. So they're like, ah, there's a Metaroid attacking the city. Get in the chutes. I'm like, what? They grab their backpacks. They run into, like, some elevator shaft thing. And so they leave, and you find out they've been training for, like, 13 years
and with the buddyroids, because apparently these guys are like Jedi, and they just take you as a child. Like, no, you come with us. We train your child. And then
I want to see an evil Buster based off of Asajj Ventress. Just saying.
So, meanwhile, Hiromu decides, hey, I'm going to see my sister. So he goes to the hospital where she's at, and
she at my house. Sorry, there's so many jokes.
And she's got she's all up in the hospital bed, and he's like, I'm going to get paid for your operation, Serenity. Ain't going to be able to see again. Oh wait,
Serenity.
That was somebody else. He's like, I gotta go fight the Vagrus. She's like, no, you can't do that. It's dangerous. And then she yells at Nick Cheetah, and he's like, it's not my fault, I swear. And then he runs
off. It's a good voice for him.
It's not my fault, I swear. And so Blue and Yellow are like, it's morphin' time. Let's morphin'. And then they put on their Jungle Fury Morpher sunglasses, and they transform. And
after throwing their Intersect glasses out of the way.
Yeah, like they got their cool Ray-Bans, and they're like, oh, look, look at these, toss out the window. So I guess they watched Dragon Ball need to Intersect it up. So they hit their trance pods, which, like, it RPM style, like, transports their weapons from the base to their hands. So they're fighting, and there's a ticking clock, because they're transporting some kind of giant something into the city. We don't know. We know. They don't know. And I guess Hiromu doesn't really care about taking clock. It's like 30 seconds left. He's still at the hospital, like, touching his sister inappropriately.
Do they have applesauce in the cafeteria? Do you know? Like,
yeah, like, can we get some milk up here? Maybe some apple juice, some Jello? You have, like, you know, lime green Jello? That's the only kind I like. Like, what are you doing? Like, leave. Go help. So he rides off in his new spiffy red uniform, and he's all like, let's morph in. Well, he gets out his gun, and he's like, I kill things with guns, and he blasts the Shovelroid because they're getting beat up, and he's like, ah, you came for us, and I'm like, Shovelroid is dirty.
Steam Gyroid! Oh, sorry, that's something different.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a joke I wanted to use. He turned it into one of Cyrus's monsters.
And Doyle!
So, a giant, it materializes the giant Megazord, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's going for the tower. And,
what tower?
The tower.
So, Hiromu's like, guys, this is Hiromu and Nick Cheetah. We're here. We're awesome. Send CB01. I'm like, what?
H1N1. Wait, I got the name wrong.
Yeah, and so they send it. The outflies Mr. Feeny car, and
Feeny.
And like, it runs behind them, and it like swallows him up, and then the Cheetah head appears in the front because now Nick Cheetah's combined with it. Meanwhile, Yellow and Blue, they're fighting some more. They get the upper hand. They kill everything. Like, this thing is all like, Cheetor, maximize! And, like, it turns into, like, the robot mode of Go Buster Ace. And it's got a sword, and it's fighting. I guess it's Transmetal Cheetor. And, so it runs around killing things and, like, doing all CG Gokaio stuff. And, like, a building starts to fall, and it just grabs it and sets it back on the foundation. It's like, haha.
It's like, no building.
No building, you no fall today.
Stay.
You stay here. I go fight. So he starts to run towards the monster, and then he's like, beast mode! And turns into like a cheetah, starts running really fast.
Maximize!
And he like leaps on him and like starts biting him and stuff, and he's like, Cheetor, maximize! And like turns back into Go Buster Ace and like slashes him with a sword he blows up. They get their Ichigan Busters and blow up the robot, and then they take off their helmets and like, we did it. We beat him. All right, and then it ends. So, a lot happened there, unless you couldn't tell. And it was a fun. It was a good episode. I liked it. I think it was a good premiere. What happened? What did I do?
Nothing.
Now?
I tripped on Pokemon.
Oh, why was Brian laughing?
Because I tripped on Pokemon. He can see me. We have the same eyes.
Oh, okay, but yeah, I'm hopeful that if they can keep this up, it'll be. It'll be a pretty good show. I liked the whole scene with, like, Go Buster Ace. I thought that was great. And their weapons look pretty cool. The transformation sequence was awesome. I like Enter's tentacles. Brian is kind of iffy on them. It hurts him a little bit. He's not used to them after a while. He, you know, but
I'm just not used to that feeling yet.
Yeah. What else is there? The buddyroids were like awesome. I liked the transformation of Nick Cheetah into the motorcycle.
And I think it'd be really neat if the other two got some kind of transformations down the line as well.
I don't think they will.
Shut up.
Considering USADA is R2-D2.
Yeah, he really looks act like R2-D2, like waving his arms around and stuff. But like the thing is, though, is that they called it like Banff Series 1. I'm like, well, what's Banff
Badass
Series going to be?
Banff Series 1? I don't know.
Like,
that's funny that it's like R2-D2 because Gorilla acts like C-3PO. He's just like a fucking warrior.
He really is. And then like Nick Cheetah's like, I can't find my way out of a wet paper bag. Like, turn right, like, through the hospital's left. What the hell are you doing?
He's like the Mayhem GPS.
Oh,
turn right now!
Yeah, exactly. He should totally voice him in the dub. Or the Power Rangers.
Oh, sorry, you just ran into a parked car.
Recalculating.
My bad, bro.
So what did you guys think? Were you guys like everyone else? I'm like, Zomgus, the best show ever.
It's going to be the best set ever. It's better than all the other ones. They wear leather. And one of them said, Grigneck. And then Blue said two things. I thought it was a really promising premiere. I thought it was really well done.
I'll go with the term promising. I had a lot of fun with the premiere. I didn't really not like anything about it. I'm not going to say Zomg best Sentai ever because it's the first episode. And I kind of want to give it time to prove
yeah,
that. I mean,
exactly.
Ghost Sager's first episode wasn't that bad either. And look how that turned out. So
yeah.
So I'm not going to say best Sentai ever, but I think looking at the premiere episode, it has potential to be one of the best Sentai ever. But we'll see if that actually holds like, true or not.
I like all like the revamp style and stuff and the you know, camera angles and the whole like their suits being made out of leather makes it feel like a new era after Gokaiger.
Yeah.
Even if the Gokaiders just flew off and Enter was just there waiting, and he's like, all right, let's do this. The Gokaiders like, Earth is safe. Isn't it great? Boom. That's exactly how it happened. I also like how they recruit the GoBusters like Padawan learners.
Yeah. Become Fake or Child.
Blue Buster's too old for the training. Qui-Gon should have listened. Qui-Gon led to the death of the Jedi Order. Just saying. Train him. He will murder you someday.
Now, what I'm wondering is, like, they did the opening where, like, it had the fight scenes in it, or, like, the continued thing. Is that going to be every week, or is this going to be an actual full opening next week?
I hope it's a regular opening eventually.
Well, that's because you just want to skip it every week.
Well, yeah. I want to see what it looks like. Just kind of like regular openings instead of ones that just use scenes like Pokemon openings do now. I'm definitely skipping the ending. As soon as I saw the guys in the commander suits dancing, I was like, fast forward. Can't take that chance.
I think it's funny.
It is funny. It's going to take a little getting used to, though. But yeah, the endings theme has them dancing again like Go-Onger and Go-Sager and Magi-Ranger. Magi-Magi-Magi-Lo.
Oh, my God.
Magi-Magi-Magica.
Magikarufos.
Magi-Jinu-Majinga.
I kind of missed that show.
Magi-Jinu-Majinga. I know, right?
I miss that show every time I look at Super Robot Chogokin and Magic King.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to get that so bad. It looks so pretty.
I got Tendo learned Slash now. He's kicking ass.
Oh, man. Someone's not playing Pokemon.
Nope. Which one's Tendo?
Zangoose.
Oh. Yeah.
Was he formerly? Oh, Zonky.
He was going to be Zonky, but then I decided just to do Main Rider, so he became Tendo.
Anyway, back to GoBusters. One thing I'm surprised by, I don't want to say it was darker, but I thought it was a little more serious than I thought it was going to be. Like, not like super serious, but it's a hard way of articulating it. It was less Go-Onger silly than I thought it was going to be. Like the spy kind of thing,
yeah.
And then the whole overall enemy seemed more serious than I thought.
I think it's got potential to have very comedic moments.
Yeah.
But the way everything is playing out, at least judging by the first episode, like it's not going to be comedy down your throat.
Yeah.
But rather, it's just going to be kind of some random comedy with a fairly serious story going.
Like going in, I was expecting it to be like Go-Onger, which I was fine with, but I was just surprised by how like legit like the enemy and the story and the whole premise was being portrayed. Like,
yeah.
That's a weird way of putting it. I don't want to say like, oh my, it was so mature and dark, but it was just more serious in the fact that they took everything more seriously than I thought it was going to happen. And I think that's a good balance to have with Sentai.
Yeah, and it's going to happen next episode, but I really hope the their weaknesses don't get overplayed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we already got the, oh, God, Red's scared of chicken thing.
I hope they don't get
episode.
Overplayed, but I also hope they don't get forgotten like a lot of elements yeah. are in certain toku shows where they just, like, forget about it after the initial beginning.
Right.
I mean, like, I think it would be a, I think it would be a good, could be a good comedic episode if just there was one time where, like, the bad guy just run around with a chicken.
Or a chicken roid or whatever. Sometimes. I don't know how they would do that, but that'd be funny.
Like, yeah, there's something involving a chicken to where, like, Red Buster is just totally useless the entire time.
It's like, yeah, I'm out.
Except he can't even say that. He's just going to freeze. He's literally going to be out. I also like that we have the possibility of just robots coming down, so we don't have the traditional, oh, make my monster grow. It's the mega monster. That's not going to happen, Jaden. Sorry. Just like Fetch and Onesies, it's not going to catch on.
Onesies will catch on.
Anyway, but I like that we have that possibility, so it just seems like more realistic. Whether or not they do simultaneous fights ever again with the Zords and the guys on the ground, but at least it's more realistic where they're fighting two separate enemies or if someone's piloting one instead of it just ruining the meaning behind destroying the monster.
Yeah.
Also, we are going to be seeing, I think we mentioned it during the news talking about, but like the vehicle mode, I think, of the gorilla and at least in a possibility the rabbit are going to show up next episode, but they're not actually going to do things for a while and not going to combine for a while, so that'll be interesting to see how they go about doing this with just Go Buster Ace. And but I'm thinking it'll be good. I like the CG. The CG came out well, I think. Compared, you know,
they're definitely getting better than they used to.
Yeah, and it definitely builds on what Gokaio did. So that was like, I like that they didn't just take it and go back to like, you know, take a step back from Gokaio. They tried
like
to
just the
forward.
CGI forming, and then oh, it's a guy in a suit the entire time.
Yeah, and like doing like slow blocky kind of dumb stuff, but like they actually try to take it up a little bit, and so I thought that was good, and it came out well. Hopefully, again, that will continue.
Thanks, Senior Wind Tunnel.
Oh my God! Rape your mother with a hose.
Okay, it's gone.
Yeah, because I laid back down.
He had to say he was so excited he sat up. You need to calm down.
I sat up to touch it.
Carly, you need to calm down.
Simmer down.
Simmer down.
I like that Enter is a human form. I like that.
Yeah, like, does he have a robot mode too? Robot
I don't know. Or maybe human.
We haven't seen one.
I don't think he's a human.
I thought those other dudes were humans, and then they became robots because they ripped their skin off, Men in Black style. So, I don't know. But I like that we have the potential for humanoid forms, which, other than a couple villains occasionally, Sentai doesn't really do that as often as like Rider does.
Yeah.
And it's smart because it helps them blend in society instead of a giant like crab just walking around. giant corp.
I'm going to beat the bugs.
The Beetleborgs.
Let's get that. Initiate explosions.
But I thought it was a really good premiere.
Yeah. I also like that they set up like the basic storyline and the characters without it feeling too rushed.
Yeah, like it felt longer to me. I know it wasn't.
Like it felt longer than normal, but it felt like. That's definitely normally two episodes or three to establish, which is the basic plot and then the three characters, but I'm glad that it happened that way.
Yeah, the whole thing got set up almost like without you knowing they were setting it up, like without overdoing it or not doing enough to where you're like, wait, what's going on? Who is what? I don't know what's happening. Somebody help. Like, that kind of thing.
They did a good job of that.
Fucking hyper potion.
And if they've been training for 13 years, does that mean they recruited Yellow when she was 3?
Possibly.
She's just special training at 3. Here's your yogurt. This is from the School of Alita. Oh, last thing I want to mention is I'm glad that they didn't go all... Well, I guess Kamen Rider didn't really do it, but I think they sort of tried to around double, sort of not try to retcon too many things and make it possible for them to be in the same universe. Mm-hmm. I like that they didn't care about, like, try to change Sentai's mode of operation and making this sort of Enerton or whatever, like a global thing where... You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's this big overarching thing of the entire world.
Yeah.
That affects the world that hasn't been mentioned before, so I'm glad that they didn't care what happened with Gokaiger and try to make all of them mesh now, and that they just made their own show like they always do. Because that whole Enerton thing is like a major thing we would have heard about in other series if it was that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's pretty obvious that at least these Go Busters, well, I don't classify Superhero Tyson as any sort of canon anyway.
Yeah.
But,
well, there's all the separate universes and the team up universe.
Yeah. Because it's obvious they're kind of just in their own little individual thing.
Yeah.
Because the incident happened, what, 10 years ago, 13 years ago?
13, yeah. 13, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so there's that going on. And then this is 2012.
That would have
been...
In their
calendar, so...
That would have been Go-Go 5 time if it was, like, literal 13 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm glad they stuck to their mode of operation of having each series be in their own universe and aren't constricted by previous things that have happened. What's the letters they put before it? Like, A, is it AD? No, it's not. It's like something...
It means something different.
Is it alternate universe? Can I make Fringe references, please?
The NC, it says. On Wikipedia, it says NC. 2012 NC.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Not our universe? Except
yeah. But either way, I like the fact that, like, they're not all, like, 16. Like, like they sometimes do. Like, we're make them all young. Like, bust Blue Buster's, like, 28. Like...
Yeah, he's pretty old.
I'm glad they didn't just pick like a billion like little like pretty boy 18, 19 year olds and like, look, let's go put him in Sentai. Like, this is a little bit older, and it's definitely different as well. The last older person they had was, I think the last oldest person they had was Go On Gold.
It was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. He's Kick Hopper, of course he was awesome. So, yeah.
Technically, wasn't Ghostly Knight like thousands of years old.
But he was just a voice.
That's true.
I hope he died, Dawson. Mm-hmm.
How's that for downloadable content?
Right.
K.O. That's not an edit. That wasn't even that. Now that we're done talking about fun things, should we talk about Forze?
Yeah. I like Forze, so you can just go piss off.
Yes, we know you like Forze.
we know Dawson hates it, yeah.
I find it funny that the person that hates it is doing the summary.
That makes it funnier, because then I can just make the whole thing about Boy Meets World references. Except sometimes. Anyway, so we pick up where we left off with Kickness poning the Kamen Riders, and he runs off. I never really know how this happens, because there's some kind of conversation at the end, and then it just gets resolved in the first 14 seconds. And I never really know what happens. And Meteor's off like, I swear revenge. And then after that, we have Ringo puffing smoke ice thing into Ryusei's face. And then she's lying on the ground doing weird shit. And the subtitles are off, and I don't know what's going on. And then meanwhile, Gintaro's back at the center confronting that guy who's represented by Swan Chick. And he's like, pointing my fist at you, and I say stuff. And then we have... Oh, yeah, later on we have him...
That was creepy.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. and then later we have him and Yuki and the cosplay kid playing baseball or whatever, and then the cancer Zodiart attacks. And meanwhile, Ryusei and the ring girl witness something interesting.
Winterbottom?
Yes, they see Winterbottom and his mom. They witness something interesting. She's like, it's a pea shooter!
They got attacked by cancer? Oh, God.
They see the cosplay guy after he ran off from cancer attacking him. They
have
to switch. And they start videotaping him, and they take the footage back to the KRC, and they're like, look. And they see him at the docks, and he's a wedding dress, and it's bleeding, and Ewan tries to help him, and they're like, this is like the case of DID with Jessica Buchanan. Okay. Anyway.
What? I hate you.
That was just for John, basically. That was what I thought of when I saw the multiple personality story happening. So, it appears he's beating himself up, which is apparently like Fight Club. And, yeah, they see him fighting himself. He's got DID. He's completely crazy. So they try to help him realize he's a true hero and get in these really bad outfits that don't really disguise them at all. And they're like, see, you are a good person. He's like, you're right, I don't have to do it. But then he gets swept away by cancer. Ow. And I hit my hand, because those things swept away, and I moved my hand because I talk with my hands. Anyway, and so they take him back to the center, and they're like, press it, Sean, press it! And then they make him press it, and he's like, I'm Kickness. And then Forze just rides up and he transforms, and Meteor shows up, and Meteor blows up Kickness, and Forze like starts burning cancer alive. That's ultimate chemo. And then he gets away, and we later find out that the cosplay kid, instead of getting the proper mental treatment that he needs, he is now obsessed with Forze, dresses as him, and helps little old ladies across the street.
And he got the papercraft Forze driver out of the magazine and everything.
Exactly. Not really, it was a tissue box.
Shut up, same thing.
Yeah, so then it ends. Thank God.
Also, Dawson, you were wrong. It's more like when Hope, when she took the sleeping pills and she went to sleep and then woke up in the middle of the night with a different personality and was stalking all the guys in Salem and was bashing them over the head and taking their money. But you would be retarded and wouldn't know that. Days of Our Lives.
Oh, man. John's going to be super happy. He got 2 self-references in 1. Technically 3. Man.
There we go.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah,
Dark
you
Force
didn't.
In this competition. Should have gone for another Mr. Feeny joke. Feeny. Fuck yeah, Feeny. Best text ever. Anyway, I really didn't like this episode. Like, we all know I don't like Forze, but usually they're
at least alright
watch. But I just didn't like the way this story arc turned out. I mentioned last time how I thought it would have been cool to have a Zodiac running around actually doing good things, and I guess it was kind of okay what they were going for, but this entire crazy storyline with him having multiple personalities and then the group not even caring and just being crazy, and then she was like the movie Black Swan, and it gave me a weird vibe. I had to watch the action happening and then read about it later because the subtitles were off. I just didn't have a good experience with this episode. I didn't like it. I also found it weird that, like, I don't know, like, they didn't think more about, like, they made him become the Zodiac, and it was seemingly like dramatic, like, oh my god, they made him do it, and the Meteor just blows him up, and everything was fine. It's okay, all we have to do is murder him.
Murder.
And I don't know.
Murder.
Yeah, I just didn't like it. Next.
I was kind of middle ground about it. I preferred the first part of the two-parter more, which is unusual because I usually prefer the second one. But I don't know, the first one, I think just because it seemed better paced, sort of. And then this one, like, Black Swan chick got psycho for no reason at all. She suddenly was wearing black for no reason, and she was really creepy. And then they were all dressed up funny. And Kengo had, like, fucking whatever they called.
I don't know. I think I'm trying to remember what you're talking about.
Cardinals?
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that.
That was weird.
I was like, you rock that hairstyle, can you?
I like what you say is like slicked back, like mobster hair, especially when he transformed. And so, since he transformed in front of Jignus, is he not going to remember that when his body reverts?
No. I guess not.
Okay. And Forze, goddammit, I think he's transformed in the whole school by now.
Yeah.
Spoilers,
well,
he has.
Damn.
Oh, I know, Christ.
Right? What?
You know, one thing that...
Torkoal used Attract on my Torkoal.
How dare you?
Oh, God, they're going to make Torkoal
babies. Snivy, use Attract. Anyway, you know, one thing I thought would have been kind of neat when brought the Switch and the cosplay kit, I thought maybe that she was going to use the Switch, and I was thinking if that would have happened, that would have opened up an interesting concept of getting these little kids to open up Last One or whatever, or the true potential, and then give it to competent users. But nope, they didn't go that way. They were just like, Kriegneck, and they made him press it. And then Yellow Buster showed up, and she's like, hey, look, I look like the aliens.
Kriegneck.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny that, like, it split his personality. I don't understand how that exactly works, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't
understand.
It's probably
mentally unstable.
Like... That'd be fine if it was Gemini or something, but the fact that it was just the Swan...
Southern Cross. Maybe it's because the Southern Cross? I don't know.
I think it more had to do with his mental state than it did the Switch, and just the way the Switch reacted to his fucked up brain.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing with a lot of it, though, is with the Switches. That's what happens with Forze Switches, is they react to him. That's why Magnet acted the way it did, or why he was able to use Hopping, which is technically useless. I mean, most of them are useless, but... And then we got to see him using Arrow for the first time, and that was all weird. It was like a vacuum cleaner, but then he put it on reverse, and he blew the Zodiar, and that was just creepy. And, like, he can't do anything against Cancer. Cancer just, like, pones his ass. Slice shield in half and everything. Like,
Cancer, whoop your ass!
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there, but that Cancer just beats the piss out of him every time, and I think it's funny, personally. But,
oh, shit.
I think Ring Girl is adorable, and I want to take her home.
I like the part where she was lying on the floor and the subtitle said, it's space time.
Yeah. She's like rolling around on the floor and she's got soft Anya and she does naughty things with it. And yeah, let's just take her home.
Now it is time for Super Samurai Summer is for Shuki. Cha!
Samurai forever!
The real question here is if there's ever going to be a week where I don't laugh at that.
Oh, no. I think we should incorporate Shuki, Dawson, Jedi.
Shuki.
Oh, that'd be great.
Or it could be all, Brian! I think it's the way Dawson says, like, Samurai forever.
It sounds so happy.
Yeah, Dawson is not that happy of a person.
It's true. It's funny. It would be funny if he said, Brian, Dawson, and then Kevin's, we just play the clip from the show since it actually says it. Kevin.
I am Naji.
And the funny part is, Naji didn't even really do that. They got an actual black guy to do that. Matt Perry looking bitch. Okay. Anyway.
That's our on staff racist talking.
Oh my god. Harold and Kumar reference.
I don't remember that part.
And therefore.
So basically, Antonio's out fishing.
Antonio!
And he sits down on his little cooler thing, and
worst reason.
His morpher falls out of his back pocket, which is a stupid place to put it anyway, considering, you know, he was wearing a jacket. But anyway. So that falls on the ground, and then people kick it. And then Spike finds it and is like, "Oh, watch this!" And so so him and Bulk are like, the samurai way is to help find whoever owns this.
Lost
or something.
This razor. Wait, it's too thick to be a razor.
And so then there's a Nylock attack, and then G tries to call him, and then Spike answers or Bulk answers or someone answers.
It was Bulk.
And
it was
like,
Jesus.
Hello, and G's like, fucking, Antonio, Nylock, and they're like, rah, rah, and then they hang up.
Because Bulk and Antonio sound so similar.
Yeah, they sound like they're twins, man.
Hell yes. I can't even tell them apart.
I can't either, it's crazy. So that's all going on, and so the five Rangers go fight the Nylock, and... Wait, no. Red and Pink are already fighting the Nylock, and then the other three are on the way there, except I think they get lost because it takes them a while to get there.
And Mike runs like a girl, so he has trouble. It's less like a girl, and he runs square. He runs as if he's made of a square. I don't know what that's about. Like, I wish I could just show how ridiculous it is.
He runs like he's a square?
Like he runs in like square formation. It's weird. Like his legs like never move past a certain amount. Oh, it's just weird.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I'm gonna chase him just to see if he runs like that in real life. See, we're gonna just start running at him. I'll run the same way so he doesn't feel different.
Oh, God.
I think I'm dying.
I'm sorry. Oh, please do.
But anyway, Jaden and me aren't doing shit against this thing. And,
Looks at Jaden and me. Brian's like, Jaden, how are we going to do this?
So, the others finally get there, and they all, like, suck.
Ooh.
Like, oh, what are we doing? Oh, we're failing miserably. Ah, oh, and then... So they're like, whatever, and then they leave. And so Kevin's all like, we just need the right person in the right order and the right power, and then we can win. Like, okay, genius.
I know the sky combo.
So, meanwhile...
I got the joke.
Yeah, good job. Bulk and Spike are trying to do their let's find out who this belongs to thing, and the phone rings again, and they start kicking it, and I don't know. It's really silly.
Good over here.
But,
like cupcakes. Who doesn't like a good cupcake? Who doesn't like a good cupcake?
So, they go fight him again, and they're like, oh, yay, happy time. So, Emily and Mike make a wall, and he runs into the wall, and then...
Idiot.
Jane throws fire, and Mia blows it.
She blew the guy that she loves.
And then Kevin makes water appear or something. He pees on him.
He wasn't afraid to use that in his review station, if you know what I mean.
The wall made his shell softer, and then they heated it up. But then they cooled it off with the water, and then it started cracking. So then they started to win, and then... He gives Kevin the black box because, you know, that existed during this Shinkenja footage. And so they give that to Kevin. He's all like, Super Kevin.
Super Kevin.
Super Kevin.
So he, like, jumps in a hole and then, like, reappears on the other side of a hole that doesn't exist.
I'm sorry, this is the famous superhero name ever. Super Kevin. Like Kevin, but even more Kevin.
So, anyway,
he
attacks him, and then they win, and then he gets all big, and they're like, oh, God! And so they do their mega mode thing, and Kevin's super mega mode. He's all like, I make this suit look good. I'm like, shut up.
You're not Will Smith.
And so they combine to form the Samurai Megazord, and they fail miserably.
I got it.
Good job. And so they're like, oh, let's do the same exact thing. It'll be awesome. So they have the Beetle Blaster Megazord, and then they attack him with
Blast.
That.
Sorry.
And they're like, oh, okay, yay, we'll heat him up. And then they get the Swordfish Zord, and then they make the Sword Fencer Megazord. Then they cool him off. Then they get the Tiger Drill Megazord, and they drill him, and he's like, oh, my shell cracked again. Oh, God, I fell for it again. Derp. And so then they're like... Let's be awesome and finish him off with this thing. And they're like, Claw Armor Megazord. And we're like, well, where the fuck is Antonio? You can't do that. You're cheating. And so some of them actually get the Claw Zord, even though Antonio was sitting on his cooler, which contained the two Zords. But we won't get into that. And so they slash him as that. And then they're like, let's make this thing appear. And so then Octo's there suddenly from who God knows where. I don't know. And... So they form the battle cannon, and then they fire the battle cannon, and then they do this weird split-screen thing because those two things didn't exist at the same time. And so they're like, oh, and then he blows up, and then Bulk and Spike, like, just give up. They're like, we'll just leave it where we found it. And so they go back to the pier, and they just drop it again. And then Mike and Emily show up, and they're like, dude, that's his morpher, huh? And so they're like, hey, bitch, did you forget this? And he was like, oh, fuck. And then he was like, are you guys okay? And they're like, we're not going to tell you. And then he walked away, and then it ends. Even though, you know, they're right in front of him, so obviously they're okay, but...
Oh.
Everyone in the show's stupid, so...
Here's what I want to know. Who is the cellular service provider for the Samurizer?
I don't know.
Like, it's like 34 missed calls. I'm like, who does the messages? Is it Verizon? Sprint? AT&T? Like... I don't know.
That's okay, his voicemail was just like, it's Antonio, leave a message.
I'm like, oh,
you're generic. So
you have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of Gold Power.
just want to keep everyone in mind that this was adapted from, like, the 16th episode of Shinkenja. The Gold Ranger didn't exist yet, so none of his stuff... was actually there. The black box wasn't there yet. So all that was American.
It was American.
It was American footage. In America. But
love America.
I mean, it wasn't a great episode, but it wasn't that bad considering that it was adapted from a really early episode. So they actually did a fairly decent job in the editing in terms of making all of the new stuff in an old episode.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple people complaining about the editing on Rangerborn stuff, but...
I didn't notice it.
I don't think it was that bad.
Like, I didn't notice it. People were like, oh my god, the editing. I'm like, what? I just sat there and I was like, ah, and I just watched it. And then I watched Ben 10 and I was like, ah, what happened there? But anyway, that's for later. But I didn't notice it at all. I think they said something about the backgrounds changing when they fought. I don't know.
That always happens. I don't even pay attention to that anymore.
I only pay attention to the background music. Don't you know?
But, I mean, the only thing that was really weird to me was, like, the split-screen thing in the Megazord fight, because I'd never done that before.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit weird, but, I mean, I knew why they did it, so it didn't really bother me any. But that's the only thing I could see normal people noticing. It was like, oh, they never did that before.
Normal people. Instead of the superhumans like us. No things.
We call them normies.
No, we call them muggles. Anyway, but, like, it wasn't the greatest episode. I definitely think it was better than most of the season one stuff. And it was just, like, an average filler episode for me. Like, it wasn't like an episode where I was like, oh, that sucks. I wish death to everything. I just wish death to Forza afterwards. That was it. But, like, afterwards, they were just like, that was just a typical PR filler episode you watched. And there was some okay moments in it. I loved the part where Antonio was just jamming out and the city's being destroyed behind him. And you see Go Buster Ace putting the building back. And I actually laughed at the line where Jaden said, that's what we'll tell the paramedics. When Mia said, what is it? We all see what it's like when it blends together. And he's like, that's what we'll tell the paramedics. I actually thought that was pretty funny. Because it actually seemed like natural humor instead of like the, I smacked Kevin in the arm and his pants fell off. Sorry, Kevin.
My pants don't fall off that easy.
when Mike pulled a Kumar and he got hit in the arm, and he's like, oh, my head.
Oh my ass.
So, but I thought it was a okay episode. I thought the acting was still seemed improved except for Najee, but even Najee doesn't seem as bad as season one Najee.
Plus, you know, it's Najee. I don't think he's ever going to really improve.
I think he has brain damage. I was disappointed that, like, it wasn't the way I thought it was going to be back when we found out about this. I thought Bulk and Spike and Antonio were going to work together somehow, or, like, he was going to have to do something for him to get the Morpher back or something. I don't know. Even though they felt like they were more a part of the plot, they still felt like the universe would explode if they actually talked to each other. Because, like, it almost felt like they were, like, the background of Antonio was Photoshopped behind them. It was just like, are they ever going to meet? Only in my dreams.
Oh, well.
Only in Dawson's wet dreams.
I'm sure they will eventually.
Yeah, fine. But at least they're actually involved in something that's going on and doesn't feel like a little mini series that airs between commercials. like meanwhile, Bulk and Spike were doing this at the beach that has nothing to do with anything. Now back to the action.
Back to action.
Exactly. That's what they're going to start saying. Yep.
Thank you.
That was the action.
So I think that concludes it for this week, Mr.
All right. Well, wait. I didn't give my thoughts.
Black screen.
Okay. So here's what happened. Right. My Cox is screwed up.
God.
I said it last week. Last week, Super Samurai was like on the guide as Samurai. So I was like, okay, well, record entire series. I should be good. So I didn't bother to check this week like an idiot. And this week they decided to change the title in the program guide to Super Samurai. So my DVR said, oh, you didn't say you record Super Samurai, douche nozzle. I'm like, oh, all right, I fucking hate you. So it didn't record. Well, then I noticed it afterwards, and I was like crying to myself as I slept again. And then
What do I do? Hypercopter.
Yeah, and then I found it on Nick 2, which I didn't even know I had, right? Well, I set it to record there, and then I went to check it later, and it recorded literally 1 minute. I told it to record the entire show. It recorded 1 minute. I don't know why, but I only got 1 minute of the show, and it wasn't even the show. It was like something like a commercial before the show.
Laugh a taffy. Hate that commercial.
So I didn't get to see this week's, and I thought it would be funnier if we just left it that way. So I'll probably watch it this weekend. But yeah, that pissed me off.
He'll give his thoughts next week.
Cool story, bro.
Brian's been waiting the whole story to say that.
My life is complete. This Torgo's paralyzed and it's attacked me every turn. I hate this.
I think next week Kevin should give his thoughts by doing a recap, a pointless recap of what happened last time. Or we could just say, you know, you should have just watched. Sorry. I'm just so sick of recaps. Anyway.
Dude, I was watching Dragon Ball the other night, and there was a recap, like, 3 minutes long of, like, in the first fight, they fought this person, and in the second fight of Baba's fighters, they fought this person, and then Yamcha did this, and then Yamcha lost. And, I'm like, and then Yamcha got beat again. Yeah,
shit, Yamcha did something?
And then TM broke Yamcha's leg, and then they became BFFs later. They have friendship bracelets you can't see. That was brutal. He like, ow, I could just feel that. And Yamcha's like, oh, I shouldn't have cut my hair. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying. Should we move on to...
the onesies? Yeah.
Ramble time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Starts with the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
Yay!
So, this week's question was, who is your favorite side character in Kamen Rider? And I wasn't specific enough, apparently, because... people started listing secondary writers and stuff, but I meant like a side kind of secondary character, like
the love
example. G is a good example. Bulk and Spike would be a good example for Power Rangers. I'm just saying that type of character. Anyway,
come on, Torkoal, you all I got.
Torkoal.
Goddamn like, hyper potion.
The new voice didn't even sound like Torkoal. It was like Torkoal or something.
Torkoal.
No, it's Torkoal. Don't you know? It sounds like Jaden. I mean, it sounds like a combination of G and Niji. It's Niji G. Anyway, so Brian.
G and Niji, that's like the new me and Dupree.
Oh, man.
It'll be awesome. Fucking Torkoal, this is stupid. I need to go level up my Pokemon.
So why don't you
fuck this shit?
Brian, you first.
Okay. So
first one is Lars, I think, yeah. Lars.
Lars.
Well, the first one's Cullen.
Well, I thought that was an invalid answer because they answered it wrong.
He gave a valid one after, though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, sorry.
So, first he said Ankh, but then we clarified that that wasn't legit because he's more of a main character than a secondary character. They said, other than him, I'd say Gia the butler from Kabuto because he's just such a great guy. I want a butler like him.
I like how you paused and you said, but. I want a butt like G.
I just stopped because I was almost about to say buckler.
G, buckler.
And I was like, that's not right.
Alright, so then. Next person says, perhaps I should have been more specific. Oh, that was me. I mean, generic RR bot. Anyway, so then the next non-RR person.
I didn't read that one, that's hilarious.
It says, watch your man because he's an eggplant. And coming in at a close second is Mira from Forza because he's best at pausing football.
Oh, yes. God, I remember that shit.
All right, so next up is this guy, Jeff Modes. I think I heard of him once before. Not sure.
Didn't hear from you.
Could be wrong. Yeah. It says, Grandpa from Decade because somehow he became a dopant and into Dr. Shinigami Hakase, which is Dr. Shinigami Doctor. He was just always cool.
I just got that.
Well, that's no different than ATM machine.
Yeah.
That is, in fact, that is completely 100% accurate. I just wanted to point it out because I thought it was funny. And I wanted a good laugh at Jeff's expense. Not that there's anything wrong with Jeff, but it's just fun to laugh at people. It's what you hear at RR.
Brian, just read Kevin's. I mean, Kevin's. Chris's two answers together, obviously.
Okay. So, first, our dear friend Chris said the original, Tachibana-san!
Wait, Chris who?
From HJU.
Oh, that Chris.
That Chris. Okay.
And then, literally seconds later, he answered again and said, Jason. I don't know which answer is his real answer. I have no idea.
I would go with Jason. He's my favorite side character in Kamen Rider. Tommy was a close second. My third choice is Green. But all right. Next in the second edition of the questions, we have this guy named David M. White. Sounds like a dentist's name. Anyway, he says he likes Goro-chan for Miyuki, the perfect butler. Man, all these butlers. Whose butt would I want more, Goro-chan's or Gia's?
Goro.
One's hamburger meat, more's like a cottage cheese. I don't know. Yeah. Next. Kevin gets to read Jeff again.
Next is this Jeff Moses?
Another? Is this a different one? Is there two?
There are two of them? He has the same picture, though. Santa Chan, I think he was a character. I'm not good with names. Neither are we here at RRR. And
that's why we just nickname people and that stick with like the entire season.
That's like sounds like one of the things we read on Todd. Not good. I just love the way he read him. It's just like something you see on TV when someone leaves a comment that just is like way out there. He was a character. I mean, his name, he was in a Santa outfit. What else could his name be? No, his name wasn't Habib.
Oh, well, I'm hating on A-Rat
just
now.
Killing Brian.
It's hysterical. Okay.
Okay. You have a long line to read next, Brian. Careful.
See, I think this one's kind of borderline, but you said Kogami was Superashi. This is Jeffrey Norris.
Chuck's but, cousin. Yeah, that
Chuck,
is kind of
Chuck's
borderline,
not his
but,
famous cousin.
But I'll accept it. Just because, I mean, it's not like a super main character.
Plus, you know, it's
not,
not
anymore.
A, it's
we
not
thought a, he was, but turns out he wasn't.
It's not a contest.
And the next
you
one is from Daniel.
Those, we have them.
Next one is from Daniel Kim. This is pretty much the same answer. Kamen Rider. I mean, Kamen Rider O's. Cake Boss.
Kamen Rider Cake Boss. Fuck
I was,
yes.
I was staring at the O's. Anyway, it says Cake Boss from O's or Yuki from Forze. And I don't care. I don't care why. I don't know why. It's serious. It's fine. You can. Just not Yuki. She's horrible. No offense, bro.
I like Yuki. She's cute. Next, this is Javier Fernandez.
I think it's Javier, but...
Oh, Javier Fernandez.
Javier Fernandez.
Says, Yuki is a main character. Cake Boss is just a physical god. Okay. Says,
oh, he cleared it up for us. Thanks.
Yeah. It says...
I should have read his answer sooner.
Says, owner of the Denliner. Can you name anyone but the Cake Boss who could power a time-traveling train with a stationary bike? Owner. Who is a Sasuke/Ninja Warrior long runner? Owner. Who terrifies Imogen in his presence? Owner. The man outran a bullet train.
Bam! You just got ownered.
Oh.
Oh. That's a good point.
Dawson got lawyered.
Boom, lawyered.
And so Lawrence Tubbs gets us another Yuki from Forze. Yep.
Brody Taylor Gage. It's three names. That guy's awesome. it has to be Kogami just for the fact that he made a cake for any situation and during an event which can be which his troops are dying or at the end of the world. Sorry.
Jumbled up there. Yeah. I mean, you can't beat that.
Hell no.
Cake Boss is Subarashi. I'm trying to pronounce things like Dawson would do it.
Thanks.
Subarashi.
Subarashi.
Liberace. You're next, Kevin.
Oh, sure. I was putting this together and I wasn't paying attention. Yuki, oh no, that's the wrong one. Let's see, Gary Baker. This says, this is a really hard question. Onore Dasum. But it's a three-way tie between Naomi Hart, owner, and of course, New Hina. What? Oh, Nuhina. I totally read that as Kohana for some reason in my brain. Naomi was eye candy.
How are those even remotely alike?
Shut up. Naomi was eye candy, and she actually was kind of badass. Owner was just there and was kind of creepy, but he made me laugh. And Yuki is just fun to watch. Still can't get over the fact that she is the one who made the food droids. Tangent time. Hey, Kevin, it's a known fact that Mudkip pones all tangent over. No,
look at the Mudkip breakfast. Eight of them.
I love the Trico, so Mudkip can suck a dick.
Right.
Preferably Shugies.
So, Eric Beltran says, Cake Boss all the way, as well as his hot assistant, as well as owner, Naomi, Hana both versions, and Yuki is just a, that's like 5,000 characters, bro.
Which favorite character? Eight.
Yuki is just adorable and funny, and Goth Girl is creepy, but at the same time funny. Suspenders Guy can be hilarious as well. Akiko, we can't forget about her. We said one! But those are all fine choices.
So. At least there was a good array of examples. So, like, who's your favorite side character? Ixa, Zeronos, Ryotaro, Shotaro, Edgy, he was a side character. This is the part where we have silence.
Oh.
And then we say, fuck yeah,
I forgot, we have to answer the question ourselves.
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah. We do that here at RRR, I forgot.
Would Ozawa be considered a side character?
Yes.
I pick her. Don't worry about such a small thing.
I pick Hojo.
Oh, yes, Hojo is my favorite team. Transferring people back to investigations.
He would transfer me back to investigations if he found out he was my favorite side character. I'm kind of scared for my life.
I don't want to go with the Celeryman's answer, but I like Goro-chan. I thought he was really fun
Goro's
part of
Ryuki. Awesome. He was like Goro-chan. My favorite character, Ryuki.
He was like epic badass. And
he sacrificed like, himself for the guy,
for
Zolda.
Kitauka.
Real name. Yeah. Well, they had so many people there. I don't even remember the lesbian that was running around with him. What was her name? She was Yui? No.
Yui.
She would teach you. Does she literally make a Yui when she has to turn around?
Lame.
And then the lesbian that worked at the paper. I don't remember her name either.
Why are they all lesbians?
Because they have short hair.
Oh, the one that.
Don't lie.
The one that became Smart Brain Girl?
Oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome, didn't even know.
I guess it is. Whoa, mind equals blown.
The nerd chick at the paper became Smart Lady.
That's how I felt when I was watching Ryuki, too. I was like, she looks familiar. Looks it up. Wow.
That's how I was when, like, all who was it? Oh, yeah, not Mio. Was it somebody else? That like, my mind is blown. Hojo, because he's in Fize. And then that guy that played the real Shoichi is in, like, 8 shows. He just keeps showing up. I'm like, Shoichi! But I have to agree about Owner. Owner's pretty awesome.
Most of the Den-O characters were actually pretty
and
awesome.
And Naomi's awesome because she's really Mana. So.
Yeah.
She's from Agito, so she's automatically awesome.
So. There is that. And Dawson likes boys. And there's, you know.
So, thank to everyone who participated. Keep on the lookout for the next question to go up. Probably like 3 days after the podcast, because I'm always late on the first one. I'm like, I'm going to put it up right away Sunday. Well, it's Sunday. Where are my donuts? I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, all we know is that Dawson likes
donuts.
Men.
And donuts. So,
I like donuts.
Donuts
are delicious. I like donuts. Donuts are epic.
So now on to the actual meat of Ramble Time. What should we start with? What show? Should
we Pokemon.
Start with
we always start with Pokemon.
You know what? We always start with Chuck, and I was trying to forget about it. And then he yelled
actually,
at
we don't start with Chuck. We start with Pokemon.
Pokemon question of the week. What?
Rival Destinies.
A new adventure.
So, okay, we have episodes. We have the gym battle and then the pre-gym battle with, what's her face, right?
Bianca.
Yeah.
I always want to call her Belle for some reason.
Beru. That's her Japanese name.
Oh, that's why it's in my brain. Thank you. Anyway.
You're welcome.
Like, it's one of those things where I have a memory of it for no reason. But now I do. Anyway. So.
Another challenge that comes our way.
I don't hate the theme. I just don't like the way themes are now. Like, they're not as epic. And they're like 25 seconds and they just show
we're
scenes
friends
from the
forever
show.
Now.
And they become outdated, like, after the first 3 episodes, because everyone evolves. Like, was it the middle Diamond and Pearl series, like, I think 5 episodes after they made the opening, like, half of Ash's team evolved, and he traded away Apom.
Yeah.
I miss Apom. Why didn't he just send it back to Professor?
Apom!
John deserves Apom.
What's in the egg that you get in Ruby?
Why not?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, I was close.
Happiny's Gen 4. Nub.
I know. I was just trying to see if Ryan would go for it.
Super Nub.
So you could have used Why Not and Cast Form and Makuhita. It would have been
That's
awesome.
Already a better team than what I have.
See, I told you.
Makuhita can serve.
Anyway,
son of a bitch.
Why should we start Pokemon? It's stupid right now.
The gym battle. Oh my god. Okay, so the whole shit with Bianca I hate because I hate Bianca.
Yeah, and then Tristan's her dad. Like, Tristan got fat. And had a daughter. Slash Yusei. Not the real Yusei, though.
Like, I don't. And then Ash is like, I'm gonna battle you, Mr. Bianca's dad. And then, but if I lose, I'm gonna go back to Kanto.
See, if I would have been him, I'd be like, all right, let's battle. And then I would have transferred somebody back, like Sceptile, Fernape, I don't know, Domphan, anybody. Even Gible, just anybody.
Gible.
I forgot Gible. He had a Gible.
I always do, too.
It's because it never evolved.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh, he got a Gible.
They need to bring him back for the Unova Battle Frontier so he can evolve into a Domphan. I mean, you know what I mean.
Gotcha. They need to bring him back so that Iris can marvel over it and he can show Axew a real dragon type attack. Not that fucking dragon sneeze thing he does.
Draco Meteor?
I think he learned Dragon Rage, like, legit now.
No, I know, but still, he needs to show off.
But anyway, this anime is stupid right now. Like, I think
I mean, also it's kind of stupid at the beginning, but
well, see, that's the thing is, it frustrates me and it makes me happy at the same time, but more frustrates. Like, I loved all the little throwbacks that they had, like the turning back the hat, and those were just minor. And then the who's that Pokemon? And I like that he catches more than one Pokemon now. That's perfect. I don't like that he can't transfer it back to Professor Oak. Why? No, is it long distance or charges? Is there like a data package we're not aware of? Anyway, but I hate that he's so reset, and it was like it was really highlighted here where he only brought Palpitoad and forgot Pokemon's weaknesses.
Yeah, like, what kind of an idiot only brings one Pokemon to a gym battle, Brian?
Ash.
And
top four, like, Sinnoh League.
And then on top of that, not only does he only bring one Pokemon to the gym battle, he's like, oh, wait, hold on, let me go get another Pokemon, I'll be right back. And he runs off and comes back with Snivy, and then they're like, dude, you know Imogus flying type, right? Damn it!
You should have gotten Chromastone.
Damn! Yeah.
Like, and then he has, and then Pikachu's over in the stands being a little whiny bastard, like, I want a battle! Pikachu, you had your turn at like 300 gyms. Although, in his defense, when he did get to go in and fight, he actually fought like he should rightfully fight, which is like he quick attacked Pwn's Emolga in one hit and totally like Pwn Tynamo.
That's what Black and White should be, is just Ash doing a challenge of just going through with Pikachu and just sweeping all the gym leaders. Pikachu's like level 100. This is ridiculous.
Which, speaking of Tynamo, why that's her ultimate Pokemon, I'll never know.
You know what's funny is that
it's
like, why,
spermy.
I was thinking, why isn't it evolved? And I was flipping through my Black and White guide yesterday. I forgot it had a middle stage. I forget because it has
the
like,
only reason I remember it does is because it's a good card in the Pokemon TCG. Yeah, that's the only reason I remember.
Like, I forgot about it. Like, I thought it just went Tynamo Electros, and there was like that derpy one in between where it was like, you just got like a mouth. I'm like, oh yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how Tynamo evolves into that. But
I don't know.
How a sperm turns into an eel?
Yeah.
It's got wings.
Yeah. Well, you see, Brian, when a man and woman love each other, or when they're really drunk,
loves a woman.
Or when they're both really, really hammered.
And then they start hammering.
Yeah.
Paula Abdul clap. She's the one that does the RR intro. She clap like their hands all the way open, like my fingers can't touch or the universe will explode. And then
your mom just says, just put it in already. Oh, wait there. And your dad gets really confused. No one gets the Knocked Up reference. Okay.
No, if I never watched that movie.
That wasn't Knocked Up?
Yeah.
What? When?
Katrin Heigl was all... At the very beginning, how the whole thing starts.
At the beginning where she just put it in already?
Yeah.
What does mom and dad have to do with that? Oh, when he was telling the story.
Yeah, he was telling the story to his little baby.
Oh, okay. Because I was mixing the two scenes into one, so it was the beginning scene mixed with the ending story scene. And your mommy said, just do it already. I remember that now. Sorry. Anyway.
My daddy took it literally and just put it in.
And you were here.
I thought you had, like, a dental dam. It's like saran wrap. It's disgusting. I love that part. You know what's interesting about Matthew Fox? Nothing. Will you just slap that guy in the face for me? Just who gives a shit? Oh, sorry. I love that movie.
I like when they made fun of the bearded guy the entire movie.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Oh, that was good. Ryan, you need to see these movies.
I know. You need to see these movies, and then you'll know all of our stories?
And then a bear came.
Oh, God. And then this one time at band camp, I put a flute in my pussy.
Oh, God. And then they shoved a trumpet up Jim's ass, and then someone played it. That was funny.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this is during the Pokemon discussion, talking about dental dams and trumpet ass. I'm just very frustrated with the black and white anime.
Yeah, it better get better or I'm going to kill a bitch.
Hi, better.
By that, I mean Brian.
And I don't like Silent. And I don't like Iris either. I wish they had gotten the older protagonist and just continued with contests, because at least that gives you something to do that's more entertaining between gyms.
Which, speaking of Silent, and some of you who are following me on
the
Twitter...
The thing is, have Silent.
Oh, jeez. Is it better now?
Yeah.
Hmm? Okay. Speaking of Silent, some of you who follow me on Twitter, which should be all of you, though, will have seen this, where I was watching the Audno episode of Black and White, and I think I zoned out at some point. I really wasn't paying attention because it was Audno on the screen. I'm like, look, it's a gay. And... So all of a sudden I tune in and I just hear, I'm a detective connoisseur, and then my head exploded because I said, what the hell is a detective connoisseur and why are you purporting yourself to be one?
That's a big word.
I know.
Definitely understood it. Provoked.
Like, why does he keep... Everything's a freaking connoisseur with this person. I don't even think he knows what the word means. I think he just uses it because it sounds, like, big and important.
Yeah. He basically has the same job as Brock, except he doesn't watch them have sex, basically.
Yeah. Then I watched the episode with... I remember watching the episode with Georgia, and I wanted to kill her.
Georgia.
And then the episode where they met... What's her name? Barley or whatever. What's his rival? The little annoying connoisseur chick?
Barley? Let's call her Barley. Harley. Wait, that was already done. Swarley.
Haley.
Only some people will get that.
Is that like magenta or something?
Swarles Barkley?
Fuchsia. I don't. Whatever her name is. The chick with the duot. Dude, she bugged me too. I wanted to stab her.
Her haircut bugs me.
Like, all these rivals are, like, literally, they're the worst human beings on the planet.
It's a bold claim.
I mean, first you have, like, Trips over here. Oh, you're a kid from the boonies. And I'm like, I swear to God, if I hear someone say the boonies one more time, I'm going to stab them.
You know what? I just had a random thought. I think that guy with the Zeb Striker is Harrison with his haircut.
Yeah,
and
then
not...
Oh, sorry. Oh, I was just saying.
Harrison's Yajirobe's brother. Just saying.
Oh God, you're right. My nick was blown. Then you have Stefan, who actually isn't that bad of a person. You just can't get his name right. But then you have like all these people. Like, I hate dragon types. Like, so I don't care if I lose. I could lose to 100 times in a row. It only counts if it's against a dragon. No, bitch, you lost 100 times in a row. Okay, you suck. Like, stop it. Just. You still suck whether it's a dragon type or not. Doesn't matter. Right? And then you got... who's the other one? Silent's little rival, and she's just evil, evil, evil person. I'm like, where do they find these people? Did they just go into, like, the slum somewhere and find, like, the poorest, most awful, like, child who runs you over in the street and drives away? Like,
I miss Paul. It makes me miss Paul.
I know. Like... They're just awful. And then Bianca's just insane. Come here, Zorua. I need you, Zorua. I want to make sweet love to you, Zorua. Like, what? Excuse me?
Inside of you.
I mean, she is just weird.
See, when we first found out about Black and White and they said the protagonists were going to be older, I thought it was a good opportunity to, for the female protagonist to sort of be similar to Ash and maybe have Ash act as age and maybe make him seem older. Nope, they decided to go backwards.
Literally. Nope, Ash is still 10.
That's what bugs me the most about this show. Like, here's Ash, he's 10. What? I think he celebrated a birthday on screen.
Was Pokemon doing so bad in the ratings that they needed to revamp him like that?
I don't think so.
Like, because I don't see why it couldn't be enjoyed by keeping his personality. Like, because he, like, I mean, sure, it's not like an in-depth character development, but compared to episode one Ash to the end of Sinnoh Ash, Ash had developed quite a lot. He was very kind of, I mean, sure, he still had his spaz moments, but he was very even-mannered. He was smart about his strategies. And, like, oftentimes instead of, like, they have these things where, like, he put an electric type out against a type that doesn't work for that. And then Ash was like, oh, I didn't notice. And the other one, he was like, oh, I did it because of this reason. He was like, huh, I didn't know. That's a female? Oh, no wonder it didn't have a dick.
it's like Goku. He has like, to pat him down.
Oh, and then, like, Imoga uses a tract, and then Ash is like, Snivy, counter it with a tract. And then, like it didn't work. And, like, is your Snivy a girl? Yeah? Well, that's why it doesn't work.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
I
forgot lesbians don't exist in this universe.
At least lesbian Pokemon.
Yeah, then meanwhile, at the same time, you got Pikachu's like freaking R2-D2 remembers all their adventures and battles. And it's like, God damn it, Ash.
Remember when we used to use strategy and you used to have a reason behind this?
Remember when you used to be a normal person?
His strategies in Sinnoh were crazy sometimes.
But at least he had a reason for them. Remember the counter shield? The counter shield!
Counter shield, these little Pikachu just spins around.
But it was crazy, and like when he would use a type, an opposite type against it that wouldn't work, that'd always be a reason instead of Thurp on season one Ash. I don't even think even season one Ash did that. Season
one Ash. I forgot Imoga's part flying type. Iris has one.
Snivy's always bitch slapping it.
It was just awful.
That's our poker rant for the week. So did you ever finish watching? Should we move on? Anything else to Pokemon say?
Not really.
No.
Should we?
I didn't watch another episode of Zexal.
I was just going to say, should we move on to Zexal quick before we get to Ben 10?
We'll do Zexal right quick. No, we'll do it.
I just didn't watch it.
Spoilers, they won.
Yeah, I figured they would. Like,
actually, they lost and the show just became about those two gang members.
That probably would have been more entertaining. Yuma needs to die in a hole.
Yuma is just like Ash right now, basically, with the strategies.
And then what's worse than Yuma is his little fat friend. What's his name? Like Brock or something? Like
I think so. Or it's like Rook.
Like
Bishop.
Checkmate for no Rook.
Checkmate for no Rook.
And then like. Because he's like, Yuma, you said you weren't going to use number cards, and then you did. I don't know you anymore. I'm not doing you anymore. I'm like, whoa.
He said he's going to use a number, and then he did. Oh, that was stupid. He's like, he just uses Utopia. It's so lame. That's his best card, asswipe. Damn it.
It's like being mad at Yugi for using the Dark Magician.
Or like running an Exodia deck. He keeps using Exodia deck. Yeah, he's running an Exodia deck. He's not going to just use the damn Sandgans and Witch of the Black Forests. Anyway. That's what you use to get these audio pieces out.
No, I'm aware, because it allows you to draw cards, and Brian probably doesn't know, because Brian's a nub, but those in the know what you run if you play an Exodia deck.
I remember those cards, but...
Shut up.
And, what was I going to say? But that was just stupid, and then, what was the other thing that he was going off about? His stupid friend... Oh, and then, I think it was the second part, they said Shark cheated at the Nationals. You know what cheating qualifies? His opponent left his deck sprawled out on a table, and he glanced at the cards.
Man, that's cheating.
How many people have I played in the card games when I used to play card games that I knew what their decks were before? That's not cheating.
That's called they're stupid.
It's a fairly common strategy to kind of wander around the tournament area and figure out what people are playing before the tournament starts.
That's not cheating. Like,
it's not cheating. That's knowing the metagame.
God damn, that was stupid. I can't even believe that. And he was like, I can't believe the shark would do that. I'm like, why is your voice so stupid? Get set to get decked. That face down monster looks like an easy target. It probably has a flip up. Oh, there you go. Man-eater bug. Wait, that card doesn't exist anymore. It's just stupid lava lizards that wear pants or something.
So wait, what's a flip effect? What is that? You flip the card and then it. I don't get a flip effect.
Flip the card.
Everything's got a flip side. That guy's name is Flip. Still didn't get it.
God, that guy needed to die. But yeah, this whole thing is just getting out of control.
Like, we got some development by the end of Shark, seemingly starting to start accepting Yuma, but it was pretty boring. Like, I mentioned this in our private discussions, but all the cards, ever since, like, I don't know, they just seem to, as it goes along, they just get more uninspired. Like, they just become actual physical things, like actual plants. They don't even have monsters anymore. Actual, like, clock towers. It's just, like, I don't know. It's just the duels don't seem as exciting, and the only thing
I summoned
cool
Big
was,
Ben.
Is that with the augmented reality thing's an actual possibility nowadays, which gets me excited. They're showing stuff off at CES, like augmented reality. I'm like, hell yes, pretty soon we're going to have those little scouters, and we're going to be like, augmented reality, stand by. And we're going to solve all our problems with dueling. I can't wait. Sorry.
Like, I summon Jedimon's creepy clock. Oh.
Boom. That was a great sound effect.
Mm. Boom.
Yeah. So, Brian, should we move to Ben 10 now?
Yes.
Ben 10 Alien Force.
Wait, Alien Force.
Ben 10 Ultimate Alien Force. So, what are episodes? We have the the Charmcaster episode where he teamed up with Darkstar, and then this weird ass one with what did I call him? Not Captain Nemesis. What did I call him? Oh yeah, Captain Amazing. I made a Mystery Man reference.
Captain Amazing.
So, after the Charmcaster episode with the Legend Domain or whatever, and that turtle guy, when she contemplating her life, all of a sudden she's teaming up with Darkstar and they're evil. Now, I mentioned before that I'm glad it didn't, like, the way the description made it sound is that they just team up and start attacking Ben, Gwen, and Kevin. I'm glad that she didn't seek them out, because she just really wasn't in a place at the end of the last episode to be all evil. Mm-hmm. But it was still a pretty weird and kind of dumb episode.
I walked away at one point.
And Ben was forearms for no reason at one point. They just cut to him and he's just there with his arms crossed.
Like, we need to sell this action figure.
People will think forearms is cool if he stands here, right?
Yeah.
But that episode was weird. Like, the idea of Charmstar and Darkcaster getting together, like, that combo makes sense, considering they're both Gwen's rivals and they both have similar powers, but I don't know where they're going with this. I was glad they went back for Charmcaster, but then the story didn't pay off.
Yeah.
And then we got this fucking episode with Captain Nemesis and the 16-year-old that fell in love with them.
I thought the last episode was useless.
Like, I thought that, for a standalone episode, the concept was at least interesting, and it was a little more dark in the way that they kind of implied he killed those people and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, it just ended. Like, it was just like, okay, I'll turn myself in after getting plastic surgery from a vet, and it was instantaneous. Okay, what?
I'll turn myself in, and then he walks away.
And then it ended. I'm like, wait, what? And then Clockwork appears like, Clockwork!
Clockwork! And
apparently a robot. And that was just weird.
Does that mean you can give Clockwork the Irene Domova virus?
Yes. That's exactly what he's like. Am I sick? See, sick? See, sick? See, and then he died.
I'm sick. See, sick? See, sexy?
But, yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, like, the second half of both Alien Force and Ultimate Alien are so fillery. I think this half of Ultimate Alien has been the worst, just because it's so random. It's like they start a story and then they just stop to do a bunch of random episodes, and
it's just annoying because the story was going somewhere and then they killed it.
Yeah, I've just been annoyed because I wouldn't mind that much if the fillers were good, but the fact that it was really fillery to start this whole second half after that really awesome Kevin story. And then when they get a story, we think, oh, cool, it's going to be about the Forever Knights. And then it's back to Vilgax. And then this important development, we have to get after him. And then they don't go after him. I just want someone to summarize that damn episode that aired, like, in Korea or something, the Ultimate Battle or whatever, so I know what the reasoning behind Ben getting the new Omnitrix is. I mean, we know it's been mentioned, but...
Well... It's because Kevin was opening things. And
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here listening to you guys talk about Ben 10 or whatever.
According to Wikipedia, at least part one of the finale airs March 23rd, so let's just hope we get these last episodes and find out some more info about Omniverse.
I'm excited for Omniverse. Ping.
Ping. Favorite noise. Like, I'm excited for it just because it'll be interesting to get a fresh take on it, and like I said, those years between it, and without Dwayne there, it just seems they're not doing their best, unless he's still writing it, in which case, Dwayne, you weren't doing your best. They've done so good before. Anyway. Do we have any other shows we talk about?
Cross Wars.
Nope. The last one I watched was the cosplay one.
Oh, God.
When I watched it, I was like, I watched the cosplay one, and when I watched that one, I only had one more to catch up on, and then I was like, oh, fuck, now I'm four behind again.
Since I'm the only one that watched them...
Are you caught up completely?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you bitch.
Nothing happened, and the show kind of sucks, so...
Are they still just all filler?
Yeah.
I guess the crossover people are coming, but the crossovers are so overdone at this point, I only have enough energy for the One Life to GH crossover. That's all I got.
And you're looking forward to that Superhero Tyson crossover, and that's already got you excited.
And I can't even look forward to the crossover, really, because it's not the ones I knew. And if they ever dub it here, it's not even going to be Ty's real voice because he's a hypnotherapist. So I just get sad when I think about this. I'll have to catch up. And Mustard.
Like, I mean, it's not horrible, but it's just...
stupid.
Like, there was a lot of good filler episodes in the original Cross Wars series, and then I look at these ones, and I think it's just because I think Tiger's obnoxious, and I don't like him.
Yeah.
And like, I don't really like Gumdramon either. So, I'm sitting here going, can we just have the Taigi and you show?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
You show. It's all about Taigi and you.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Awesome.
Like, if they would at least intermingle, I wouldn't mind filler. Every show has filler. But just intermingle the filler with some story. Like, we don't have any continuous story. The most we got was the first episode, I think a bit of the second, the one where Kiriha showed up, and that was it.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Like, I hate that it's all filler, because Cross Wars 1 was so good, and Taiki's not in it enough. There was an episode where he wasn't even in it. I almost died. Kudo motherfucking Taki. Like, I hate. I'm glad to see it go in that sense. That I wish it was. It's such potential. I'm so upset now. I'm upset.
I'm upset.
And you still haven't caught up on iCarly.
Oh, fuck! I forgot. I'm sorry.
You're not the only two episodes behind still, even though it's been like 3 months because they never air any more episodes ever.
Yeah.
They're like all new iCarlys for 3 weeks, and then no new ones till next year. Got new Victorious, and those are pretty funny. I forgot to make that joke that in an episode of Victorious, Kat, when they said the count to 10, Kat was like, don't forget 3, and then the Go Busters did.
4, 2, 3, 1. What? Well,
stupid people.
They count also, all special, like.
Just for the brief discussion, Two Broke Girls is still funny as shit.
Yeah, like, there isn't really too much to talk about because it's just kind of like funny sitcom shit. Yeah. But, like, the last episode, I laughed at, like, every joke ever.
That episode
and
was, like,
it was just hysterical.
It was like a perfect example of like the borderline humor that they get away with, like,
yeah,
the off the cuff stuff or whatever you'd call it. Like, it was so perfect. Bitch, everyone likes the chocolate crisp. It was great. I don't judge. My name's not Judy. And that's all I remember. And something about strippers and Han. Oh, Han. He's so funny.
Oleg,
I don't know where your hands have been. I just told you.
I just told you where they've been.
And I loved his walk of shame where he's just holding slippers. That was
he just
funny.
Sets them down and steps into them.
Oh, that was great. Such a good show. Such a good show. Alright, so I think that's it for shows we cover. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't know what else there is. Everything else is dead. The Green Lantern animated series and Young Justice are about to start up, so...
Oh, yeah, that's good.
We'll be adding those in, I guess.
And I'm the only one that watches Clone Wars, so I can't talk about how good it's been this year and how Savage Opress is coming back. Yes!
Look, I will be watching it eventually when I get around to it. Right now I'm trying to do Dragon Ball. I can only do one thing at a time. I'm having trouble even getting that done sometimes, so we're working on it.
Well, should we move on to the Twitter questions of the week?
So
it gets me so pumped. Just saying.
Our newest and latest question is from Jeff, wanting to know where he can download a copy of Shuken Shinobi doing the Twitter jingle. I'll get to that.
Since just hand him your phone and he'll whisper sweet nothings into it.
Ooh.
It's apparently a heavy requested asset here at the RR
offices.
Yeah. Dawson wants it. You want it?
Yes.
Apparently other people want it too.
I want to never hear it again, but we do it every week.
And then I'll just read this batch of questions right up here since I didn't copy and paste those yet because these are new. From Angelic Arson that says, the first one is, is Sing Song with Jellyman ever going to happen?
People are still talking about that. We need to do that.
I actually forgot about it.
We'll make
Hair Tips with Dawson ended.
We'll make
only
it.
Only 1 week's in.
You just spoiled the next question.
Oh, what? What?
Has the quest ended? Hashtag Dawson's quest for Hair Tips.
Actually, no, because I had a pretty bad hair day today. It looked weird. I was kind of mad at it. So I guess we're starting that back up again. Dawson's Hair Tips 2, the streets. I'm going to hit the streets asking for hair tips. If I had the balls to do that, that would actually be a pretty funny like vlog to put up, which is me going around town asking people, do you have any hair tips? With like a homemade microphone.
And then the other one is, how much stuff has Kevin accused Dawson of?
A lot.
Everything?
Yeah. None of it's true.
Allegedly. I mean, being racist against everyone ever, I think last week we had putting Jews in the oven. That was fun.
Putting Jews?
Like,
what flavor is that? Matzo ball? Sorry.
No, like putting them, like, get into the oven!
Started with a crazy night at the CS Toys chat. Mr. S was out. There was a sub. Everyone went crazy. I said Ultimate Spider Monkey. Next thing you know, I woke up with a racist joke attached to me for over a year. It never ended.
Basically, when things need to be accused on somebody, we usually just accuse Dawson.
If not Decayed. I'm like the Decayed of RRR.
Pretty much. Yeah. That one guy did say Honoré Dawson.
It's true.
So.
The next question is from Delix that says, have any of you tried to learn Japanese? If so, how did it go? I took it for 4 years, so...
You're doing pompous there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just a little bit. No. Like, despite the fact that I took it for 4 years, like, I still remember a lot of the sentence structure. My vocabulary got a little bit rusty because I'm not really using that many of the words because my entire Japanese vocabulary is just, like, Kamen Rider stuff. But, like, I still remember a lot of the base sentence structure, and all I really need to do is read through my notes, and it usually just pops right back into my brain. But, like, I'm horrible at kanji, and Ryo can relate to this right now. Like, kanji is just, like, the devil of anything Japanese-related. Like, I just can't grasp it. There's, like, lines everywhere, and I'm like, how does this one symbol mean, like, earth dragon? I mean, I don't understand.
They don't need multiple letters?
Like,
we do.
There's over 1,000 of the fuckers. I can't remember them all. Like, I can remember some of them, but...
You can remember all the Pokemon.
It's because they got names in English.
And they're awesome. Anyway.
It's just, I don't... Kanji is just one of those things I'm never gonna know, so I'm just really not bothering. I would like to improve my vocabulary, I would like to improve my sentence structure, but kanji is just one of those things that I just don't think I'm ever gonna know. So I'm pretty much just gonna give that up, so...
I love giving up on dreams.
We have no dreams.
I've thought about trying to learn it, but I've never tried. Like most things, I've thought about doing it, but never did it.
I've learned to read things using Gonbride cards. That's it's a fairly easy way to learn all
the katakanas, if you know the Kamen Rider's names and the way they're spelled out in Japanese, then you can pretty much learn a bunch of the different characters that way.
Yeah. Like
it helps, and then it helps when you. Okay. Yeah, and then it also helps to this. You know, when they start putting up toy catalogs and everything else, you can. All those things help you learn all the different characters actually fairly easily if you have a decent enough memory for things.
Quest over, Doctor's Hair did. I like the way that's structured.
It was funny because the first thing I read was, "Is the quest over?" I was like, "What?" Then I read the hashtag. I'm like, "Oh,
oh man."
Yeah, we need to get Dawson some more hair tips.
Yeah. So, the next one is from Nikozu. He says, are you planning on watching any other toku like Ryu Kendo or the Tomiko Hero Rescue Fire Rescue Force? Yes. In fact, I just started watching Ryu Kendo.
What? When did this happen?
Yeah, when did this happen and why didn't you tell
Brian,
anyone?
You're supposed to tell us everything. We tell each other everything.
The other day when I was bored.
Brian.
Just saying. But I'll probably watch.
We can't be friends anymore, Brian. You're keeping secrets.
We're supposed to share everything, tell each other what we had for lunch, everything. It's all on the table.
Sorry.
I don't know about your movements. This is upsetting.
Our cycles aren't synced anymore.
I might watch Rescue, whatever the first one is, Rescue Force.
Was
the first one.
That's because it has Date?
Oh, fuck yes.
Is that the one with Date?
I think so. I don't remember. Yeah. He's in one of them.
I think it is.
All the more reason to watch it.
My answer is nope.
I have them. I just have to get around to doing it. Plus, they're on a separate hard drive than my Kamen Rider and Sentai, and that means I have to actually do effort to plug it in and get the videos. But I have them. I'm lazy. I love to watch Agito.
Yeah, watch that before you do anything ever.
We'll change.
And I have to watch, you know, Dragon Ball, and I have to watch anything else these people have put me up to. So apparently, I have to watch next is Two Shukis, One Cup. I don't know.
Oh God. That's my review.
Yes. So, the next question is still from Nikazu. He says, what do you guys think of Super Sentai Hero Gitter Now and Forever version? Would you like to see an updated Super Sentai Hero Gitter for every anniversary? I enjoy it, mostly because it adds Gokaiger and GoBusters to it. I wish it was a little bit longer because it's only got a beginning verse, then all of the Sentai, and then an ending verse. I kind of wish it was broken up a little bit, like the full version of the actual ending theme. But they added them in there pretty good, and it sounds fun and everything like that. I wouldn't mind one for every anniversary, like every 5 years or something. I think if they released a new Hero Gitter every single year, it would kind of get annoying. But I wouldn't mind, like, every 5 years updating it or something. It would be, like, a super pokey rap or something.
I haven't listened to it yet. I still need to, but I do like that they went in and, like, added it in and the extra two teams. That's pretty cool. I always wonder why they didn't put a Gokaiger line in the original.
Yeah, I always wondered that myself. Like, it just was really weird to me. It's like, why are you doing it like this?
Okay. I mean, as it is, it's an uneven number in each grouping, but whatever. It was 12, and then 12, and then 10.
Well, now it's 12, 12, 12.
Yeah. So. But that's good. And I will stab Dawson after the podcast is over.
Sweet.
Yay.
So.
Good times. Good thing.
Good thing.
Next up from Fize Daniel, we have, what is your favorite Tiger and Bunny Hero suit design?
Wild Tiger. Okay, moving along.
Hot Tamale. What's that one's name? Fire one.
Fire Emblem?
Yeah, that one.
Fire Emblem.
No. I almost want to say Fire Emblem just because it says cape moves.
I know, I like the,
like,
I do like
that's
the cape.
Crazy. I don't understand how it's possible. I'm like, oh God.
Mine's probably just Wild Tiger, like really generic. But I like
Blue Rose, because number one, she looks awesome, and number two, I want to wear that.
Oh. Oh god, I just had this mental picture.
I am avoiding that mental picture.
Oh, you know you want to, Brian.
Oh, it's okay.
I want all of our listeners to think about it too. Just make sure you have a bucket handy next to you while you do it.
Right.
They're gonna want to throw up. It's okay.
I guess I'd go with Tiger too, just because he's my favorite character. Like, that's such a cop out answer, but it really is.
Well, I like the green better than Bunny's pink. If Bunny wasn't pink, I probably would pick Bunny with his ears.
Yeah,
I like bunnies, but something I like about Tigers that it just doesn't remind, like, Bunny's doesn't so much, but Bunny's reminds me more of like a Toku thing, whereas Tiger's is a little bit different, at least compared to like Rider and Sentai, where they don't have like weird faces totally.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just sets itself apart more, which is why I like it.
Okay.
And it advertises figure arts, so hell's yes.
Then all right, heels you. So next we have, are you intrigued to watch Madoka Magica? Because I heard this series is as popular and amazing as Tiger and Bunny. A funny thing about that is
I've never heard of it.
I think Ukiya Seed or J Fusion, or they're all the same person though, I think. tweeted like that's like the most overrated anime ever, and I was gonna click it because of this question. I was curious on what it was, but then I forgot to click it.
Wow.
Cool story, bro.
Can you tell it again? Do you have time?
So
Should I just picture Jonah Hill saying that? It's cracking up.
Oh, cool. It's still at the top of the page. Okay. If this is them, it is five girls.
Whoa, I can't watch it anymore now.
It's a magical girl anime.
What?
Why would I watch that?
I don't know. I only watch Tiger and Bunny because Kevin's like, it has figure arts. Here, look at it. I don't really watch many other anime.
The only magical girl anime I'd ever come close to watching is probably Precure because it's like a Sentai.
Well, Brian,
and
I think
figure arts for it.
And Brian, I think he knew you're secretly in the closet, and this was, that's why I was asking about a pretty girl pretty girl anime.
Good news is that Tiger and Bunny is not on the 10 most overrated anime series.
What is?
The Madoka thingy that we're talking about. Ano hi mitahana no name o boku tachi wa mada shirenai. I have no idea what that
isn't. Isn't that the name of that
Buddhist guy? Name wa Hayabusa-kun?
Isn't that the name of that Buddhist guy from Anger Management?
Maybe.
Baleska hargate to you.
Keon, Bakemonogatari, Oremo, Infinite Stratos.
I think Brian's just saying phrases.
Tauru series. I don't know what that is either.
Some series about Tauros that saved
Fate
the world.
Fate Zero, Steins Gate, and Angel Beats. It's funny because I've only heard of 1, 2, 3, 4 of those.
I've only heard of, yep, Zero. Not one.
I agree with Dawson here. I have to go with Zero.
Most overrated animes that no one knows about. It's like the Academy Awards. They need an award for the film someone actually watched.
I like turtles.
Yes, turtles.
Right. So
I like zombies.
There's your question there, that one. And the next is, which one of these would you rate the worst? Saban's Masked Rider, Ghost Age, or Decade?
Masked Rider.
Masked Rider's just like the clear answer here. Like,
yeah, no contest.
Ghost Age and Decade had actually decent production quality and were tolerable to watch. Masked Rider could have been good, but got stabbed in the back by standards and practices and became shit. So,
and then Furbus came along.
Furbus was awesome.
And then there was Amazon.
Then I just quit.
I rage quit life.
Fuck you, Numel. next up is a batch of questions from Chenix.
Jetix. I do the same jokes every week.
You do.
I'll be here all week.
It's because we have the same people asking questions every week.
I want this question to be last, so I'll skip it for now.
No!
Should we get Venusaur as a real Pokemon? Yes.
Yes. Pokesex.
Pokesex.
That's going to be the true secret of Black and White, too.
Yeah, that's the newest feature is Pokesex.
I want to see Pikachu fucking a Gyarados.
Pikados?
Yes.
Garichu?
Garichu.
This whole thing just sounds dirty and gross, and I need to get as far away from it as humanly possible, so no. That's my answer.
What should be done about nostalgic people who hate everything new and rant forever about it?
Bullet to the brain.
They should be taken to the back, and stuff should be done to them.
What should we do with KO?
What about the people that only like new things and think everything old sucks?
They should just both
bullet to the brain,
fight to the death, and just leave the normal people here.
What about people who hate a series and constantly bitch about it every week?
We just fired
off. They should be praised and given medals.
I mean, oh, like,
yes, exactly.
Thank you for getting what I was talking about.
We should give them DK to Ichigo guy memories because he won't buy them.
Like, I think
Kevin's smacking himself or something.
I think they're both bad. Like, I hate the nostalgic people because they're just like, especially with MMPR and like G1. What's another good example of a recent one?
They like the people that like only like 80s Sentai or like early 90s Sentai or come out or up to a certain point and go, everything else sucks. I don't care. I won't even give it a chance.
Well, that's me, so shut up.
you at least give things a chance.
That's true.
You'll bitch about them afterwards, but you'll give them a chance.
Give them a chance, and then I give them shit.
You'll bitch about Skyward Sword for like a month and a half because you're not playing Skyrim.
Some people on HJU are like just...
HJU?
I don't care. This is stupid. This isn't Sentai. This isn't Rider. This is shit. I'm not even watching it. It just sucks.
Like, and then they're going to keep coming back to constantly complain about it.
Like, it's bad. They're both bad, but at least the people that watch it and say it sucks compared to the old one watched it instead of these douchebags on Facebook that are like, all the other ones were copycats, only MMPR. And they don't even realize the entire premise is to change it every year. That's the basis of what it's supposed to be. And they're just, like, they don't even watch an episode and say it sucks. At least these people like look at it, but that pisses me off. And I think exactly. It's funny that like I get mad at like the new writer people that are that started with like O's or double, and they're like, only this stuff's awesome through Forza. Yeah, Kitty Rider for life, and they don't check out any of the old writer. But then I'm like, oh Showa, oh fuck, no one matters pre Geo. So I'm kind of a hypocrite in that way.
Oh, you're very much a hypocrite. You're a whore.
But in my defense, they're really old. I don't want to have to watch them, okay?
They're really old. No shit, Sherlock.
That's why they're having anniversaries every year for the next 5 years.
So you can experience the Showa.
Oh, uh-huh.
Unleash the Showa. Anyway. I didn't fully understand this question, but it says, while Samurai Toys get the rest of the team in figure arts, and if so, let's open the way for more figure arts. Okay, here's what I think you're trying to ask. Will the rest of the Shinkengers get released here?
Nope.
And will this open a way for more figure arts at retail? First question is no, they're not. Basic reasoning is the fact that all the other Shinkengers were exclusives. In order for an exclusive to be domestically released over here, they have to agree upon it before it goes up in Japan. So that's why like D-Arts Vile can be released over here for the Mega Man fans.
Vegeta.
Figure Arts Zero, Kotetsu and Barnaby are being released over here. All of the Dragon Ball figure arts are being released over here. Because they have a mutual agreement that those franchises have an impact in the U.S. so they can be released over here. All the Shinkenzers were released before this even existed. So, nope. Not happening
whatsoever.
Red and
Gold only came out because of Overstock, right?
And Red and Gold were released over here One, I don't know whether the overstock thing was true, to be honest. I want to say yes because it's true.
I want to say it's true because it's true, but...
Well, I mean, those two were in stock at every retailer for, like, ever. I think they still are. But that's a case, and the fact that Bandai of America just wanted to release them because of Samurai.
And they
legally could.
Yeah.
And they like money.
That's the only thing. Will it open the way for more figure arts? No, only because, one, there's still a bunch of red sitting at my Toys R Us. Yeah. So Toys R Us probably isn't even interested in carrying figure arts. They could. They would just get them from Bluefin and stock them on the shelf. But I don't think that would happen at all. So
my Toys R Us keeps running out of them. I don't know.
I've had the same reds sitting in my Toys R Us forever. Gold's been gone for a while.
I only saw one gold ever, and that was it, and then it disappeared. Because people only want gold power. They don't care about Jaden.
Now, my local comic book store has figure arts. Like, yeah. I went there. They had, like, another Agito, Sogozo, Ryuki, Nigo the First, Vegeta, and they had, like, Ultra Act and like all kind of stuff and stuff. So I'm some of those kind of places will probably stock some.
Comic book stores can get them pretty easy.
I wouldn't say it's 100% impossible that maybe if Gokaiger Adaption comes here that we could see a similar situation. I mean, there's still always a chance that a similar things would line up with overstock or rights or whatever, but I don't think we're going to be seeing some sort of partnership or continuous release schedule where it's a common thing here.
Yeah.
I think it would just be more like an occasional fluke. I mean, there's always a chance because I never thought that they would do this. So,
right.
But I don't think it's going to become a common practice. Wow, that sounded weird when I said it like that. I sounded like I was political. Someone stop me. Like, give me ranting out something.
Common practice.
Common.
Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Common is ruined for me.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Wow, my tiny tower's all sorts of fucked up right now. I never realized this, like, my people
fucking
are all over the place.
People check that.
Who is the biggest pansy in Kamen Rider?
Awesome. Oh,
you said mine is Ryuki.
Like, does that mean, like, the main rider or just any character ever?
We'll go with main rider just because it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
Anyone got an answer?
No, because even Ryuki wasn't that bad. He was just inexperienced. Because once he decided to fight, he fought. He just wasn't good at it. Sacrificed his life, for God's sake. Not Agito. Agito's the man. They're all so manly.
Deno?
Yeah, Deno.
Ryotaro without an Imogen is probably like the only one that could classify as a pansy.
Especially the beginning, like when he was just running away and like he was like his knees were shaking in platform. Not heels, but like the form, platform. Yeah, Ryotaro. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Because even Wataru, like, he was just really quiet, but then he gets like these badass eyes and he means business. Gets those pouty lips going. He's like, hells yeah.
And so our last question is it right for people to say that... Sorry. Nope. I'm swinging my phone around and it started vibrating at me.
That's what happened.
Is it right for people to say that dub or adaption suck because it's not the Japanese counterpart? I have always hated that argument.
Yeah.
That, this dub sucks because it's not the Japanese and the Japanese version is the way it was meant to be. And that is the way the original artist perceived it, and all else fails if it's not in the original Japanese language. Subtitles suck because they're not accurate to what the artist was portraying. I'm like, shut up.
Exactly.
God damn.
That's not the main... You know, it was intended to be seen for me in English, because that's what I speak. I'm tired of reading everything. It's exhausting.
Yeah, well, get used to it, buddy.
Like, it was... I just hate that argument so much that it's not the way the artist originally intended it to be. You know, friggin' Harry Potter gets translated to God knows how many languages. Oh, the French version sucks because it's not the original British version. Go die in a ditch.
Oh, damn. He just threw down the gauntlet.
Like, it just pisses me off. Like, oh, the Power Rangers sucks because it's not the original Sentai. It's different. God damn it.
See, it's a different show entirely. It's not like they're dubbing it here as Super Sentai.
Even the ones that are fairly accurate translations, like Beginning of Samurai or Time Force, like, it's still not the exact same thing. It's a different show. It's in American. It's in English. Like, meant for English people.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, that's Dragon Ball is the greatest example of that, because you also get the arguments we've already talked about in detail with the music. That's another huge debated topic.
Like, it's just annoying.
Digimon. I like Digivolve better than Evolve. Evolve's Pokemon's thing. Step off. It's called Digivolve. That's why the subtitle's right, Digivolve. Something just fell.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's what they want to think, that's fine, but I don't think it's a fair argument.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, you can prefer the Japanese version compared to the dub if it's like a shitty dub like the original Sailor Moon or something. Sure, fine. If it's a shitty adaption like Masked Rider, okay, go for it. But there's still... I think that, like, oh, the Masked Rider sucks because it's not Black RX. That's a stupid reason. It sucks because it's a terrible show.
Like, we were talking about something like that. It sucks because it's not this. We were talking about that. I don't remember what it was.
I think we were talking about that last episode.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the questions was vaguely similar to this. I was when we were talking about the dubs of, the question was, do you prefer any other dubs besides the Dragon Ball dub?
Yeah. Like, I don't agree with that argument at all. The only way I could ever see that argument being valid is if, like, some sort of anime or something was translated, but instead of translating it, they completely changed the storyline.
Yeah.
And that way I could see the argument is not as originally intended. But if they were going for, like, making it a different show, but if they called it the same thing and represented it as the same thing and then changed it, then... But I can't think of very many.
Yeah, that's vaguely similar to, I believe, I don't know for sure, when Cardcaptors was airing on Kids WB and stuff, they apparently changed a lot of things around that made it different than the Japanese version.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in that aspect, I can slightly agree with this argument only because it was still Cardcaptors and then Cardcaptor Sakura were basically the same thing, except they changed a lot in one version. Mm-hmm. So that way I can say it's not how it was originally supposed to be intended is a valid argument, but saying I don't like it because it's not Japanese isn't a valid argument, I don't think. But
that's who it was. I was just having a flashback. I don't remember who I was talking to. I remembered it was the chick from my graphics class, Kaz. She was telling me about some kind of anime that they dubbed it here completely different. Like, it was meant to be that way. It was supposed to be like a parody or something. Like, I'll have to find out the name if I can. But it was something like, if I remember the way she said it, it was like a really shitty dramatic anime in Japan. They dubbed it here as like a comedy.
It's like what they did to Beast Wars over there. Here we have Beast Wars. It's all awesome. And they take it over there. They make it slapstick comedy. And
yeah.
Airazor's like a little boy that's in love with Tigatron. I'm like, this is stupid.
What it was called. It was something I'd never heard of. She's one of those anime chicks that knows all these weird animes. Probably all those ones on that list.
I probably know it.
And she has bad taste because she likes Sherlock Holmes as her favorite movie. I mean, you can like the movie, but your favorite movie, stop. Just stop. You passed over Star Wars, Back to the Future, The Girl Next Door. You passed over classics. Anyway, that's why I said nope.
Nope.
But I wish I could remember it. But anyway, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Kevin fell asleep. I'm right here. Are you? Kevin? We lost him. Kevin! Somebody catch him.
We start ranting about adaptions and dubs, and you just go, he's out.
Is that like a light? I wish we get a live recording of someone catching him.
Well, right here.
Great.
Not sleeping.
First time I've fallen asleep in a long time.
The title's accurate. Fuck yes. Apparently, all it takes is me going off on a tangent.
Oh, that's great. So is that it? That's all the questions?
Yep. So yep. Now it's time for insert final thingies here.
Final thingies.
Final thingies!
I still got that recording. I'll throw that.
Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Thanks again to everyone who submitted questions.
Yeah, I mean, we're still getting only the same people answering questions or asking questions, but at least, like, you keep giving us new questions.
And
so
good ones.
I'm not going to complain about that because these are really fun questions. So,
yeah, so keep, you people keep asking, you people. You keep asking the people that are asking, and anybody else who's listening by this point, I think people just stop listening after a certain point. You just won't stop. But please submit questions if you have any too. Hashtag RR podcast question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Wait, do we have any other final thingies to add? Any
no.
news or anything? So just then.
Oh boy, look at this. Cat 1. I hate you, man.
I like how you won like 3 times. She was like, oh, and this time.
No, those 3 times just threw the big wins. I actually won like 5 times in a row right there. I just didn't show all of them. I just showed the big ones.
You guys were spamming my Twitter feed with your petty rivalry. You're like, you'll die in a hole. I hope your throat gets slit. And then she'd say something. And it's like, this has been going on for days. It's no reward with friends.
I'm waiting for people to complain. Like, you need to be nicer to her. She's a girl or something.
No, no one's going to complain.
No, like, not you. Like, no one cares what you think. We're talking about other people. Like, people who don't realize that it's just me and Kat being retarded.
Oh well. Hello,
well, hello and well. This is the new show about...
Oh, I can still hear the sounds.
Oh my oh. God, Jesus.
Turn it off, there's a little switch.
Okay, go now.
There's also a headphone jack.
Yeah,
how
Jack.
How can you use a headphone jack and the thing at the same time?
Where's Rose?
You,
I don't know.
You put your earbud in... And then you
what
put
your bud.
What happened to Jack? Bud and Jack. He's killing characters off left and right.
Oh, damn it. Hello, welcome to R Season 2, Episode 42.
Oh, fuck, I forgot the title. Sorry. It's the less podcasting. Okay, sorry. I was reading something that John sent me about something. Anyway, let's do it again.
Forgot the title.
I just was spacing out reading what John was writing. I was like, what?